Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
All right, Friday night, Cadillac Joe, baby boy. Where you at? Hit the one button. I'm filling in for Kevin tonight. It's Terry. See who this is. 414-6614.
Oh, what's going on, Terry?
Who's this?
With East Side Strikers.
What's going on?
Nothing much. Yeah, just sitting back waiting on the show. Another Friday night.
Just got paid. Where's Cadillac Joe and Baby Boy? Hang on, let's see who this is. Hang on. 708-6369.
Hey, what's going on, Terry, man? It's Wild Friday, man. Friday night, baby, just getting paid. Top of the evening. Hot outside. Going
hot
on,
outside.
Grudge World. Yeah, it's hot outside.
It's cold up here in Wisconsin.
I don't know where you're at.
I'm in West Coast.
Hey, I got high fever where I'm at. I'm trying to go. What's going on?
Man,
baby boy, where you
I'm
at?
I'm going to drive down to the Grove in a little while and go to the real street drags.
Yeah, it'd be cold up there.
Ain't no doubt, ain't no doubt. What's going on, East Side Strangler?
Yeah, shit, man, Friday night, man. Ready to listen to what's going on. Get it in.
Hey, see. Hey, get it in. Get it in. That's it. That's all. See what
hey,
we come up with. Yes, sir.
Come on, man. Start the topic off and let's get it in. Hey, Terry, this your first time on Friday night, so we do it a little different around here.
Hey, we're going to top it off, man. Hey, the topic tonight is, man, should the North adapt to the South and let the South adapt to us? What should it be? I think we should dictate to the South and let the South dictate to us.
Yeah, man.
So
this show
to run
out ready. It's going to be a good show tonight, man.
Hey, I'm going to be running in and out because I'm remodeling my bathroom, but I'm going to say one thing.
Okay.
You dictate how you want to run your camp. You don't do it for
That's
the
what
North.
I said.
You don't do it for the South. You run it how you want to run your own camp.
That's what I think. But other folks want to tell you how to dictate your own stuff. So do you fall by that or do you stand up and be a man? I know what you should do, but other folks don't think so. They say you should accommodate. I don't think so. You come into my house, you got to do it my way. If I come to your house and you tell me how I got to do it, I got to abide by your rule. But now if I come to your house, you want me to do something, you got to accommodate me. That's more than that. That's what I say. Talk about it. Tell me what you think. Push the one button. Let's get this show cracking. Come on with it.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what I think about it. I feel that you know, guys that go down south. And the guys, most of the guys down south, they run 8th mile. If you go down there, you know what you're going for. You're going to run the 8th mile. And I feel that if the guys from the north, the south come up north, I ain't got no problem with seeing no eighth of mile racing up north, but mainly it's been quarter mile all my life, so that's what I know. So it's not, I'm not saying that I'm not belittling anybody from the south. I'm not, you know, the way they race and stuff like that. You know, you got guys that got their cars from the north set to run the quarter, you know, and then now there's a lot of guys from the north that's they want to race so bad and race the guys from the south, then set their cars up to run the eighth of a mile. So there's nothing wrong with it, you know, running both ways, I think, you know. But you got a lot of guys, you know, saying, well, it hurt your motor. It hurt the car and all this old stuff. And this and that's what the if you banking on having a race car, I think you're going to constantly spend money with a race car. It's an expensive sport. You know, so it is what it is. I just want to hear, you know, what the other guys got to say behind, you know, this topic. And I think it's a good topic. So we're going to try to see if we got some guys on the line that press the one button. Which, do we got anybody on the line, Jerry?
I think you went to the bathroom to take or something in the bathroom.
No, I'm on here, Joe.
Okay.
Hey, but you know what? The thing good is with me is if your car run strong at eighth, it's gonna run even stronger out the back door.
That's what I say.
That's the way I look at it.
You know the reason, because I had a cat man who was from down south. He gonna say this and say that. I say, well, hey, I don't run out the eighth mile. I run out the back door. Then he wanna get all crazy. He gonna tell me I got to come down there to run him. But he called me out. You call me out. You got to accommodate me. I don't run the eighth mile. I run out the back door, which is the quarter mile. So, you know, I'm like, man, let's get this straight. Let's get this straight, man. Hey, somebody want to run the Cadillac, you got to go out the back door. You ain't going out the back door. You got to accommodate me to go through the eighth of you. If I feel I got a chance, I might go. But other than that, I'm going all the way out the back door and put some of these nuts in your mouth. That's what I plan on doing to you. Now, you understand that? You got a problem. Because, man, what's happening?
Hey, I'm going to ask you guys a question. I'm going to ask you a question. What house did you know that's been built in America? A house now.
Mm-hmm.
That had one door in it. The house always had two doors in it, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A front door and a back door, right?
That's right. But, you know, some guys think it's only one door. You know, I don't know where they got that. That's some cats that's down south, man. They one track. They got one mind. You know what I'm saying? For all them cats down south, man, hey, this is a new sheriff in town. This is how we doing it up here, man. Y'all want to get at us? Man, this is how we do. Now, if another cat, he want to say he take a chance, then that's on him. But if you call a cat out, and he in the north, he don't run the eighth mile. A lot of cats up here don't run the eighth, but then you have some guys that do. So you got to figure out who that guy is or ask the question. The first thing you should ask, do you run the eighth or do you run out the back door? 90% of the guys up here run out the back door. Am I right or wrong? Talk to me. Hit the one button. Let me know if I'm right or wrong. I'm just trying to keep the field fair, man, because I'm going to do it my way. You understand? But we got to let everybody know how we do up here, man. Nobody dictating to the north, man. The north brought it to town. We didn't bring it. We brought it with us. It didn't come. We brought it. You understand? So you got to understand how that flavor go, man. That's just real talk.
Well, you got like you say, kind of like you got a lot of guys that's in the girls game, that's been in the girls game that I just heard about. From the last maybe 5-6 years, you know,
mm-hmm.
with these girls' cars. So my thing is this here. When it comes down to that, you had guys from the north. You had guys from the north that were there at one point of time in this girls' game to there to hear about these guys now. That's making noise in the grudge game now. At one point, to a particular time in this grudge game,
mm-hmm.
I it's a and what it did was the guys brought it from the South, as far as, you know, well, this the way we run, and if you want to run us, this the way you got to run.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I remember back in the day, if a guy like Big Drag or Big June or Knucklehead or a whole bunch of guys that I'm just going a few names just off the top of my head. That was
mm-hmm.
I wish they would have found out a guy like Tony Baz or Tony Wright or one of those guys had a race car in the 80s or something like that, talking about he was fast. Man,
mm-hmm.
they would go down there and look for him.
Right, and accommodate him.
Right.
But see, that would be the thing.
Disrespect to nobody, you know.
Right. It's never a disrespect, man, but you have a lot of guys that they try to accommodate the guys in the South so they can race them. You know, but then the South try to bring it up North and want the guys in the North to accommodate them. No, you come to my house, you got to run my way. But, you know, like I say, to each his own. It depends on what another guy he wants to do and how he wants to bring it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I really want to talk about, man, because like when I was on the show the other night, guy, he got to talking crazy and this and that, talking about I'm this and that. I'm that because I won't run his race. I say I run my race out the back door. But if you want me to run your race, you got to accommodate me. I think that's fair. What you think? That's all I want to know. So I said, I'll bring it to the show and see what we come up with.
Yeah, well, I want to see somebody, you know, call and specify what's going on in this game. They, you know, they calling up here talking about we ain't racing up here and this and that. We got bad weather, first of all. And the guys that do have race cars, most of them either ain't out of the shop or stuff like that. Now, Wick said, you know, he said, well, that ain't his problem. It's not. It really ain't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not, you know, for nobody to be crying or nothing like that, you know. But like I say, you can, if the weather's right and it ain't raining, it snowed today in one of those counties today. I think Lake County or something like that, it snowed today.
Right, but see, so, you know, like a lot of times the guys from the South, they don't understand. We don't have that privilege. They think we get it, and we try to make up excuses. Dude, we wish we did have the weather they had. Dude, it'd be on and popping. But, you know, we got to do what we got to do until it get right. So we got to be on delay. You know what I'm saying? But when it's our time, we going to show up, man. I think we're going to show up and show out. I think that's 2014. That's what's going to really go down. We're going to show up and show out. So I think that's the real talk about the situation, man. So we just, you know, ain't nobody making no excuse. You know, I heard a guy, he was talking about the North have all type of excuses. We ain't making no excuse, dude. This is what it is. You got some people's stuff that ain't got out the shop yet. The engine builders, they tied up. They trying to get folks out. Quick as they get finished one, they got another one. So, you know, just got to be patient, man. Then they want us to travel down there, but they don't want to travel up here. You know what I'm saying? You had a couple of them may come, but you can count them on one hand.
And that's the whole thing right there. You know, most of the big-time racers that, you know, that's threatening guys and want guys to come down there, they don't come up here and support the North race because we don't race the way they race. That's the first thing. That I think. You see what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
You know, because, you know, due to the fact, you know, we run a quarter mile and they run an eighth of a mile, you know, and that's their race, you know. So they want somebody to race their way, race the way they want to race it, which is nothing wrong with that because it's a gamble. And I feel that, you know, they trying to have some security on their money.
Mm-hmm.
Have the car set up and, you know. So, you know, like I say, I just don't understand how they just calling one particular part of the country out, at, you know, and they say they the baddest in the country. You bad down south, yeah, you bad down south, but come up, go to other spots in the country where they, you know, there's other spots in the country where they grunge racing at.
Come to the North and run out that back door. Show me how bad you are. Now, you come up here and run out the back door, you're a bad cat. Come on with it. Show me. Show us. because that's what I say, you know. But like I say, man, let's go to these mics. Anybody on the mic? Terry, anybody on the line there?
Yeah, you got 773-4309.
What's up, man? Big Will.
Hey, what's up, Will? How you doing, man?
All right. How you fellas doing?
Oh, man, we trying to get it in, man, on this double Dutch bus, man, trying to see the sunlight, man. It's a little faint right now, but it's going to be all good.
Yeah. Well, like Baby Boy said,
got it going on.
It was snowing earlier, so there's no telling what's going on here.
Yeah. Yes, sir. You know how it goes.
What y'all doing this weekend? You ain't kind of like you ain't going out nowhere?
Nah, man, I'm just going to sit back and kick it with the family, man. Lay back, that's all. See what else happens. See what this weather going to do.
Hey, Big Will, hey, how was that event last week at the at 66?
It was pretty nice. It was pretty nice. Wasn't nothing, you know, major, but it was nice. Some little tire shootout and stuff like that. You know, see some nice cars go through there. It was pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you think about the topic tonight?
Now, that's what I wanted to ask you. Now, what exactly is the topic? Y'all sort of rambling on stuff. What's going on? What's the topic?
The topic is, do you think the North should accommodate the South when they come up here and run their races, or should they run in our races? Because we run out the back door here and have those guys, a lot of those guys run the quarter, the 8 mile. So a lot of guys like myself, I run out the back door. But it seemed like the South want us to accommodate them. I'm not. If you want me to accommodate you, you got to make an accommodation to me because you're in my land. You're in my hometown. That's how I feel. Because I had a cat the other night. Huh?
Go ahead.
I said I had a guy the other night. He wanted to run me, but he wanted me to run the 8 mile. I don't run the 8 mile. And that's what I was trying to tell him. But I got to be all these up. I ain't got to be all these names. I don't run that. You make it worth my while, I might try. If I see the con, I might take a gamble on it. You never know. But it got to be beneficial to me because I don't run the 8.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
Well, and it's understandable. That's understandable. And it's just like they don't run the quarter. So, you know, mm-hmm. it's just two apples and oranges. You know, if we go down there, which we do, I heard you all talking about we go down there so much, which we do. But when they come here, you know, if there's nothing to run, if everybody here want to run the quarter, it's no need for them to come, if that's how they feel. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. Speaking of some guys, Tony Barnes came down here and ran the quarter. And I'm pretty sure some of the 901 boys will run the quarter, too. So, you know, it's mm-hmm. some guys who will run the quarter. Some of them who won't, and if they don't run it, they don't even need to come. I understand, unless they got somebody locked in that's willing to run the 8. But, you know, they do their thing there. We do our thing here. One thing some of the guys is talking a lot about is separation as far as we going down there so much that we can do our own thing here, run the quarter. That's what we have to do. If they're not going to run the 8 and we're not going to run the quarter, I mean, whatever, you know, it is what it mm-hmm. is. So, but I will admit, y'all were talking about the weather and all that. That's our problem. We don't need to spread that. I mean, it is what
no,
it is.
No, but, you know, you have a lot of people, they be saying we be looking for excuses. It's not no excuses. It is what it is. But they
it
say we look for an excuse. Right. So, you know, we constantly get the finger either way we go.
I don't think that they saying that as an excuse. Anybody who knows weather knows it is what it is. But don't get me wrong. Some people are using it for excuse because, like you saying, all these cars are down. I take that the weather affected us testing and tuning, but it didn't affect us getting these cars to the shop and being ready. I mean, 2 weeks ago we had good weather. A lot of guys still down, including yourself, Cadillac. I'm not going to say, you know, this blew you. You could have had that stuff done in December. You could have had that stuff done.
Thing,
you know, don't get me wrong. Now, if your money affected, okay. I understand. That's a different reason. You know, but mm-hmm. as far as if you got the funds, man, you should have had them cars in the shop or whatever. They could have been done. You know, the weather didn't do that. As soon as the day breaks, got that in the sun start shining, a lot of guys should have been ready. And I'm with the other side of the fence. I don't have the money, so I couldn't do it. So that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it.
Right. But, see, I'm sticking to man. As soon as the man get finished, then I'm ready. I can't make the man get ready no faster.
Well, yeah.
Man,
yeah,
a two-man shot.
Yeah.
So where he at, I was, you know, he had me in line. I'm in line. But the car there. So when he get finished, he got it finished. I'm ready to go. So I'm still at his hand, at his mercy.
Well,
so I can't move.
I
so it is what it is.
It is what it is. I heard someone else one time saying that, you know, up north, when the weather break, I mean, when the weather get bad on us, you know, we start doing other things. We start bowling and skating and dancing and everything, which is true. You know, down there, they got all season to concentrate on the cars. You know, but we start doing other things. You know, we go to big pimping with the Cadillacs and stuff, you know. So I do respect
that. We get it in while we get in them cars. I'm definitely going to get in mine. I'm definitely getting in mine. So, you know, like I said, I'm not going to come any kind of way, though.
Well, I know one thing. You better get in your car. I'm fighting every time I look around. Man, Will, you stay behind Cadillac? Yeah, I'm sticking with him. That's my guy. So I know you're going to get in yours, God dang it. I'm going to force you in there. I'm going to put a seatbelt on you.
Like I said, hey, as soon as he get finished with my car, my driver got me, it's gone, dude. It ain't no problem. Trust me.
I know it.
If we want to do something now, we can't do nothing because the weather messed up.
Well, you're right about that. I agree with you.
You know, so, hey, it is what it is, man.
Now,
y'all talking about
spending this weekend with the family. That was last weekend, Mother's Day. This weekend, Leon and them boys got a nice shootout going on Sunday. Y'all need to come out there. So, OCO, them guys going to be doing a thing.
We're going to see what's going on, see if we can make that happen.
Yeah, that's going to be what's stopping. Everybody trying to get to Osceola this weekend. Or down the big drag race or something. That's
what
I want.
Big drag race is
what,
Sunday, ain't it?
No, Saturday, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yeah, Saturday. Yep, and then DJ Grant races Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So... right now, that's what's on the table. So you need to get out somewhere, get it moving around, get to smelling that rubber, God dang it, make them rush that car.
Mm-hmm.
Put some fire up under you. You been out to the track this year?
No, I haven't been out there.
Come on, man, at least take a peekaboo. I'm telling you, I was smelling that rubber, make me want to do a burnout in my street car, God dang it.
No, I did a burnout in my little trap car the other day.
Yeah, that's what I did.
I was out there messing with that. I burnt the back tire.
I poured some oil on my tire. Yeah, I poured some oil on my tire like Reverend Jay said. Did a burnout.
Yeah. Hey, I tried to run Reverend Dre with my dually.
He wouldn't go.
I put some of that old oil, that WD-40 up under there, and them tires got hot. Boy, I melted them tires down a little bit. Hey, that big old truck tried to leave there a little bit.
Yeah.
Had to get out the water. It was strong in the water. To get out the water, it said, boom. I said, oh, it brought me back to reality, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, man. So that's what I'm saying. We just try to get it right, man. That's all.
Maybe in a few months.
All right. Okay,
all right,
we got any more hands up?
Yes, you do. 414-6614.
I just told you, man, I fell off.
All right, hang on. 773-3490.
Hey, what's
up, guys? What's up? Look out here, Kellack, baby.
Yeah, what's going on? What's happening?
This is Steve, man. What's happening?
Give me one second. Hey, Big Wheels.
Yo.
Hey. Hey, you say you be racing them little RC cars, right?
Right.
Yeah, man, there was a dude up here in Wisconsin. He was talking about
that,
man.
Okay, I'm right here now.
Yeah, baby, talking about that, man, about them RC cars. I said, man, I got a dude in Chicago. We'll blow your ass clean out.
Man, please, bring him in. Tell him we got a big race. Well, we're gonna be at Sham Show. We're supposed to be doing a little expedition at Sham Show. But we got a big money race coming up on June 28th, I think. People coming from Florida, from New Jersey, from North Carolina, some guys coming in, so we're going to have some money races going on. Yeah, and see, that's a money race. But in July, we have a national race where, like you said, we do just like NHRA. You know, we go all over to races and stuff. So they're coming here July 28th to our national race where they come from everywhere as well. I didn't race with guys from Australia, Hawaii.
I saw a guy putting nitrous on one of those things about a month ago. He put nitrous on it. He said,
yeah,
ready to do much
rolling, man.
Yeah. I said, hey, man. One of my partners had a stock one, and the other guy, Big June, who's gone now, he had an aftermarket block on his. He would raise up, and the car would just go, wow, like a real race car. And the guy with the stock car would just putt it on and beat him out $1,000. Because the stock car would go straight, and every time June would lay in it, it would get wow. June had slicks and everything. But this is it, man. I got to get back to this truck. But let me say this here real quick, Will. Hey. It is, when you say it's not our fault and we should be ready for the guys to have a race, because I'm in the same shit you and we, I can't afford it right now. But a lot of times, and I find this to be true because I've been in this situation before, it is not your fault that your car's not ready, even though you had a few days of decent weather. For some fact, a lot of these guys that's got the money to spend these cars, they get their cars in the shop real early. And your chassis man can be booked up for months of Sundays. Your engine man, we booked up for months of Sunday, so even though you have some decent days, he can't get to you. The guy that I deal with as far as chassis where it go, hell, he probably wouldn't get to my car for the next 2 or 3 months now. And I'm what you call an SP with him. I've been dealing with him for a lifetime. And he still could, you know, to do what I need done, what I want done, he couldn't get to the next 2 or 3 months.
Right.
So even though you've had a few decent days, you know, a lot of these guys still can't get their cars in order. You can't just, you flood them. I mean, a 1 or 2 man operation, or even a 4 or 5 man operation, they still going to do so much to a car because you got to make sure each individual car is done correctly. That's one. Two, this thing has been talked about, man, all year long about when they hear how they should run, we there how they should run. There's two names that always come up. That's Wick and Tony Vines. And the reason those names comes up is because, yes, they will go against the grain and run out the back door. We've seen Tony do it. I've never seen Wick do it, but I believe in my heart that Wick really will go out the back door. But that's only two people. That's not enough for the North to say, okay, we're going to give in to them. So it goes back to the old saying, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. I mean, that's just a cut and dry, you know, that's a flame of nose on your face, man. Leon has been virtually crying, cracking our tears this year every time he's on air. Man, we got to get back to the way we race here. And that's what's been the problem. The guys are allowing guys from the South, I guess, the North.
You're absolutely right.
Guys from the North are allowed the South to dictate what goes on. And you must stop letting a person dictate to you what goes on. Hey, man, if they don't want to race the way you want to race, F that race. So when you going to do it? If you're going to keep giving in to it, you know, I told my brother earlier, if my wife brings her man home and tells me to sleep on the couch, if I accept that, that's what you're going to keep doing.
That's right. That's real talk.
It's just that simple.
That's real
you know,
talk.
It's just that simple. So if I can talk about you, low rate you, which is all it's all done within the form of racing. But if I can do it to get you to confirm over to what I want to do, then damn it, that's what I'm gonna do.
That's right.
So me calling you out your name, calling your car slow and saying I'll F you up with this piece of shit I got. If that's what it takes to get you to give me the back tire or let me spray and you don't and run me in the eighth when you want to ride the back door, that's what I'm going to do. As I said, that's it and that's all. Hey, man, I'm going on mute. I'll be back in with you guys in a few minutes. I got to get this truck back to the yard.
Okay. All right, next caller.
I'll be on there, bro. I'll be back in. 708-0313. 708-0313.
Yes, he don't want to
talk. I guess he's sleeping. He's like he's snoring. Okay.
All right, the board's freezing up.
Well, I know what he just made a whole lot of sense with that, man. You know, if you accept that, do what the Romans do.
You follow suit. That's all it is. I'm going to run the egg. Give me what I want. I'll try it. If I feel I can get away. If I don't feel I can get away, I can't run your race. That's all I can say. You have to remember, you got to be your own man. You got to be able to dictate what you want. That's what you have to do. But a lot of cats don't do that. Sometimes they fall into what another person wants. That's what I say. That's what I see a lot of them do. But, hey, I can't tell a grown man what to do. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it goes. That's the way
There's no doubt about that, you know. But like you're saying, some people think they got a chance, so they go. But, you live and learn.
Right. See, in this game, you got to take chances. You understand what I'm saying? It's all about the gamble. You can get up there and the guy give you something, and you know his car faster than yours, but you taking a chance. You're going to take a gamble. He might red light. He might do anything. You know what I'm saying? To win. You never know who light going to come on first.
Hey, Cadillac.
Yes, sir.
Young Money said it the best. He said he changed his tire sizes. He did this. He made change to his car because he wanted to run those guys in that eighth of a mile. So he made his car set up. He set his car for the eighth of a mile. So he wanted to run those guys that bad that he did that to his car. So he said it wasn't taking anything away from him. As a grudge racer, but he said he just wanted to race them so bad at being in that field of grudge racer, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. You know, if you
Don
feel like
did,
you want to
Don
run,
did the same. Don Yeh did the same thing. I agree.
Right.
If you want to run with them boys, that's what you have to do. And don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit up here and lowball them guys. Them guys is riding, man. Them guys is racing. One thing for sure, you all had a little negative opinion about they talking about we ain't running up here. We're not. We're not, you know, plain and simple. We're not. So, like you're saying, we got all these problem weather and we got cars in the shop. But that's no excuse. We're not doing nothing up here, so... If you want to run with them guys and you have to make them changes, that's what you do. It is what it is, once again.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that, Big Will.
Right.
You're right.
If you're trying to be that cat, you got to do what you got to do.
That's
you know
right.
If you're just doing this for the fun, you're doing it for you. And you ain't trying to accommodate nobody. If they want to run you, if a guy calls you out, and you ain't studying nobody. You working on your car, man. I want to run you. Why you want to run me? I want to run you. Well, if I want to accommodate you, I'm going to accommodate. If I don't, I don't. I don't have to race you. If you don't like my camel, don't race me. Next channel. That's it. Next
right.
episode,
right.
however you want to be. But you trying to make, right. see, a lot of guys try to get in your head, call you this and call you that. That don't faze me. Dude, if I don't want to run you, I ain't going to run you. I don't think I can beat you. You won that. And then with these stiffs, you have to listen to the stiffs, man, because if you don't listen, you can get tricked.
Real
listen to
quick.
See if they got a time or whatever that stiff is. Make sure you understand. You have some guys, they get these stiffs, they don't understand them. They think they do, but when it come down and they don't miss, and when they come down and they lose their money, they, man, we said this. No, dude, that ain't what I said. Then you got a big argument. Then you got, here you go. That's where you got to get an understanding. That's the reason it's very important to listen.
Right, and have a middleman to make sure he had to understand it. Matter of fact, when D get back on, I hope he's still listening. When D get back on, I want to ask him a question. He was talking about some stiffs the other night, and I want to ask him a question about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with
this.
Stiffs
are very important.
Stiffs
are very
important,
bro. You have to listen, man. It's
and
like,
and see, far as those stiffs, normally you have a lockup man, a DP man. You got to make sure that he's knowledgeable as well. We had a show.
That he's knowledgeable. That's
so.
Right. That's right.
That's right.
That's the same thing happened to Long Island Joe. The
yeah,
DP
yeah,
man,
right.
didn't, you know, he didn't do his job, they see. So,
that's
you
right.
know, like I say, man, you got to be on top of your stuff, man. You got to be on top of it. You don't depend nobody to be on top of your stuff. You be on it for yourself. So you know and you have an understanding. That's the whole
nine
right there.
You know what, kind of like we were just talking about that, and I got messed out of some money, but like you said, I didn't stipulate what the time. I was five
right.
minutes, we were 5 minutes late with the car, and they said, well, we win the money because y'all 5 minutes late.
Right.
I say, man, ain't he about, and I looked at it like, man, he don't want to race it. I called the man everything but the Son of God. And I had
mm-hmm.
to apologize to the man the next day because I was so upset that he didn't want to race the car. And I said, you know what? I'm going to leave that alone because I was dead wrong for calling him all out his name, which I was. You know, I wanted to race, and I was mad. And you know, like I think Drag said the best. Drag said, well, you know, back in the day when you locked up some money and you was 10 minutes late or something like that, and you got there, you were still 10 minutes late. They just put the lockup money in the pot. You
yeah,
know?
But not
so,
necessarily.
Like
that's not how it's supposed to go. But that's not how it's supposed to go, though. You know, I understand what Drag might have said, but see, the point was, and you didn't. I want you to explain your steps, what y'all had, but if we got to run by six, and I think this is where D was saying that the guys came at 6:01, I don't care, man. Pay me my money.
You lost your money. You lost.
That's right.
Right.
That's all. See,
right.
A lot of guys into this thing for the fame. I'm in it for the fortune. I'm trying to get paid. If you're a minute late, we stepped at 6 o'clock. Man, pay me my money. That's not right. See, I mean, who are you, the DP man, to say, well, I'm going to give him 5 minutes? No, that's not the part of the game. That's not your decision. Your
right.
decision,
right.
it was 6 o'clock was the deal. That's when you pay me at 6 o'clock. 6:01, maybe, or whatever, that deal is done. You know, that's that. I'm sorry.
Real
you know, it hurts some
talk.
People feeling this. And then people talking about they want to be real and fair and stuff. That's what I want to ask D about because it looked like to me he said he wouldn't pay somebody at 6:01. You're wrong for that, man. You're wrong. You don't make that decision. You don't make that decision. The clock was set at 6 o'clock. So it, now here it is 15 minutes after. You still can wait? No, that's not your decision. That's my money, man. Pay me. Let's keep it moving.
Right.
Now,
so
don't get me wrong.
So
don't
here.
Get me wrong.
I'm
going to
pull over
my
park in about 20 seconds. Give me about
okay.
20 seconds. I'm going to pull over the park, when I be on. I'm going to park
right.
the truck one more
all
time.
Right.
Give me about 20 seconds.
All right, we're waiting on you.
Hey,
let me
get these mics open.
All right.
708-0313.
What's up, guys?
Hello,
what's up,
man?
Can y'all hear me?
Terrell. Good, Terrell.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, that's Rob, man. Come on, man. I'm a little lighter and a little shorter.
Yeah. I couldn't even catch your voice at first. Go ahead,
hey,
Rob.
Hey, Rob, sound like you had something in your mouth. Hey, man. Nothing but cupcakes and Twinkies.
All right. Hey,
Blippi. 313-0684. y'all was saying a lot of good stuff, but at the same time, I feel, you know what I find?
One on, Terry.
What I find is a problem is, even when we was young kids coming up, and it was through, you know, your back in your time, Will, or whoever else, or younger than me or older than me, you got followers. That's just plain and simple.
Right.
If they think that's
right.
the thing, that's the thing. Like, look at all these young guys walking around with the pants down. Followers. Because they see one guy doing it, they want to do it. The thing, the problem is, if you're going to change your car to get more races, then that means you changing your car to run down south more, not up here.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got a variety of races up here. And you and when you say, I'm only going to stick to one thing, you throwing your money away. You should be having,
so
your car should be versatile.
How many races did you have last year?
Man.
Grudge racing.
Well, I only ran three times.
Okay. But if you had flexed your car to go down south, you would have had much more running. That's what we're saying. Some people, now don't get me wrong, I'm going to speak on even Dinier and them. Dinier set his car because he really couldn't get no runs here. So he had to start running eight. He had to have a small tire, no wheelie bars, this, that, and other. But he did that, and he went down south and got the fame and the fortune. He won some races, lost some races, but he had plenty of races. Up here, if he had left his car like it was, say, forget them boys down south, he barely got a run in down here. He got one or two races here and there. So
but
if you want to run where the guys are running at, them guys is racing down there, man.
You're absolutely right. Dinier is going down there and racing. Some of these guys that change their cars up here ain't racing that much.
Well, now that's a different reason. Now we're talking something else is wrong. You
but
sort
that's
of
what
have,
I'm saying.
I mean, right, that's another problem there. They change their cars just to do something.
Right, but they're not traveling down there where all the races is, because if you're going to change your car up here, you changing it for down there, then that means you saying, I'm going to be going down there a lot since I'm not getting a lot of action up here.
Now, don't get me wrong, though. There's some guys up here that sort of took a heave to the 8th mile. They starting to like the 8th mile. They feel it's safer, less hard on parts. I don't want to get into the discussion about that, but some people feel that way, and they changing their car. And so they running 8th up, up here as well. So I don't know. You know, it's starting to, don't get me wrong, and I'm going to admit it right now. I sort of like the 8th now. I sort of like it. If my car come back out, it might be set up for the 8th only. So I'm going to tell you the truth. I sort of like it myself.
I'm competitive. I like them both. I don't care.
Yeah,
as long as my car is
I like them both, too.
I like to see those turbo cars go out the back door. I like to see them get real little, real quick.
Man, they get
little. Yeah, I like
you
to
ain't
see that.
I agree with you.
Hey, and baby boy out there, he sounded like he was upset that he couldn't get a race. I got a little Trans Am, a little street car, if he want to do something, make him a little happy.
Leave baby boy alone. He don't want to get no friends, nothing that Trans Am. Only car, the only no B to get in here.
Man, that's way too much for me, man. You got a V8, I got a V6, bro. Come on, man.
I'll plug one of my front wires for you.
Hey, Lil Rob, hold on a second.
You help me from working again, but we'll come on with it.
What I was trying to ask you, you was talking about you didn't pay off a bet back in the day with a couple of good friends that because they were 1 minute late. Tell me about that. How that went.
Okay, let me go to that again. See, what Drag said was true. It was not wrong. It was true. In the 70s and the 80s, even up into the early 90s, real early 90s, when we locked up money, it was not locked up for you to stick a man up without a pistol. The money was locked up that we would race. We never, it's just something that never happened. This is some BS that came from the South, putting time limits on a race. That only happened there once. Maybe twice in my racing lifetime. I've been doing it 40-something years. The money would be locked up. I show up at 3 o'clock. Will, you may show up at 9 o'clock that night. That lockup money was done two ways. It was given back to you. We put it in the pot. And we raised.
Well, tell me
nowadays,
this,
you are locking money up now to hopefully steal it. because what you want the guy to do is have a problem. Let me give you an example. Back in the days when I was able to raise, you locked your mother up, you come to me and say, D, I just blew my converter. Okay, Will, get your converter fixed and we'll still race. You got your money, I got mine. Sometimes we had a guy with a truck, we leave him unlocked up for a week, and we race the next week. Now, I want to get paid now. I call that sticker without a gun. That's what it is.
Well,
and the reason for it is so much slickery and trickery in drag racing now until it is no honor. They always have there's no honor among these. This drag racing is being proven to be that now. Now, those two guys that I had the money for, it was Corey and DeJuan. Hell, I fucking raised both of them. Corey used to hold the door for my lady. When she would come, he would go get his dad the keys inside the car. These ladies cold, put it in the car. We'd be on the streets drag racing then one time. Now he done got grown. They wants to drag race. They give me their money. My thing was, how can I pay you? Because your watch says 12 o'clock. Hell, his watch might be a minute or two off. So what we're going to do is let's put this money in the pot and race. And it became an attitude problem.
D, I'm sorry. D, hold on one second, please. I just have the phone block. So I missed some of that. You said the money that you had was for who? Coop and who?
I was holding money for Corey and DeJuan. Corey wanted to get paid because DeJuan was 1 minute late. And
because
there's nothing wrong with that.
They had a stiff on what time?
They were supposed to, see, not that they were supposed to be in no stage and lane and like that. We were supposed to be meeting up on 69th and Western at the White Castle at 12 o'clock. Well, my thing was, how do you know his watch is not 1 minute off? I got a call from my little brother. He says, I'm coming up under the viaduct. I got 2 minutes. I tell him, I said, well, according to Corey's watch, it's 12:01. So let me work this out. I go tell both of them, we'll put the money in the pot. Corey don't want to do that. He want to get paid.
So they did.
And what's
going to
happen is that, here's what's going to happen. Let me tell you what's going to happen. He's going to get paid for the lockup, then he's not going to race. That's what's going to happen. So we put the money in the pot, and we still race. Guys don't want to do that today because the sticker without a gun. See, we can cut it.
We can whitewash this thing any way we want. We can cut it
any way we want. But the truth of the matter is that it's stick up without a gun.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes,
see, let me explain my theory of it. See, one thing, so you talk about you and Big Drag, y'all racing. I don't know how old or how long you've been doing this, but I've been doing this
over 40
Drag.
Years.
I've been doing this for 40 years, too. I've been doing this before Big Drag, so I'm just letting you know I'm just as older than Big Drag. See, the lockup money came into play because the guys was faking you out. Just like I say, baby boy, meet me at the track. We're going to race this Sunday, next Sunday. We're at the track. We're going to say we're going to race tomorrow. And baby boy say, yeah. Now, I haven't brought my car out there tomorrow, you know, Sunday, and baby boy don't show. So that's why they start mm-hmm. locking in money to make sure. That's what it was really about back in the day, making sure a person mm-hmm. show. Now,
that's
just
what
like is. What you
that's part what of this thing.
Right. But see, back in the day, now, they didn't lock in on, we supposed to meet at 12. It wasn't the lockup money that was on 12. See, nowadays, guys saying we got to be in the lanes or ready to race by 6 o'clock. That's understandable
mm-hmm.
because it looks like if you look at what Wayne and Kimo did last week, them guys, even though Wayne was supposed to be broke as well, which I don't know, but Kimo was broke. So he couldn't mm-hmm. make it. You know, he didn't make it. If they had said 6 o'clock, Wayne would have won that money.
mm-hmm.
But Kimo, they never set a time. See, but a lot of guys come through the track, they making all these big statements and stuff, and they not ready to race, man. You getting guys mm-hmm. who think you just talking about racing and ain't racing. So there's a reason why. And I'm not mad at them about putting stipulation on certain things. Certain things need to be said and done because you get to the track, now I'm waiting on you all day. I can't run my car. I can't race nobody else because I don't want to mess up nothing until I race you. Now I'm here all day long. No, that's not.
Hey, Big Will. Not only have we like I said, this is the new era of drag racing now, because see, not only have we locked up money to race, and that was time, hell, I have locked up money and then go to his shop, sit at the opponent's garage and let him finish his car. I was booked to run Junior Griffin Camaro. Hell, I was at home. My old lady had went to play bingo. I didn't have a car. She was in the car going to bingo. Jerry paid another friend of ours to come pick me up. When I got there, they had the car on the trailer already. Now, if we had been on a time limit, I lost some money already on a time limit. But we locked up to run. So what we did when I got there, we headed straight to the door and got the race off.
Yeah.
It's not done that way today because it's stick up without a gun. Everybody wants to steal lock up money. So I don't care how we cut it. I don't care how we try to clean it. The bottom line to it all and the truth of the matter is that everybody wants to steal fucking lock up money. Because
tell me this,
first of all, they're doing a lot of trickery, and like Joe just said, if you're not really studious about what's being said to you, you will get caught up in a lockup. Now you paying off money, and I'm not going to race you there. I got this for free. Give me a nickel there. See, lockup in a lot of ways, guys want you to pay for them to go to the track. You know, I'm not going to pay you to come to the track. Hell, you built, like I heard, I believe Kimo said this one night. He said, if you get in this pot, you owe him 10%. I owe you a damn thing for betting on it being your pot. What about all the guys on the side that bet and win? I built my race car for me and me only, for me to have fun. Hell, if someone else have fun off of it while I'm in the process of that, more power to you. Well, a motherfucker don't owe me nothing because I raced and they won some money with me. So now,
yeah,
I go back to what I said. In today, this is stick up without a gun.
No. D, you're not looking at it the right way. And you said yourself.
I'm looking at ball angle.
No. Then tell me this. Haven't you been around guys who just talking about, okay, I'll meet you at the track Saturday. They don't show you done brought your race car out there and loaded up the trailer and stuff. And came out there and they not there. Have you? Maybe it didn't happen to you, but you have heard and seen this. True?
But let me ask you this, Will. And give me honest answer here. Have that ever happened? Now, listen to me good now. Have that ever happened with anybody that was not known before that happened? Let me rephrase that. Hear what I'm saying. I want you to hear what I'm saying now. If I am a guy that go around booking races, knowing my car is not ready, everybody in the drag racing world know it already. So why would you take your car to a track when you know DJ's talking smack?
This is why it came apart. That's when people made him shut up and leave it alone. See, you can sit up there and talk. Now, we all talking around. Now, here's some guy get on the phone whooping all that stuff. That's why people holler lock in, because they can stop that talking. They can make him go a blow, make him pay for that. See, that's why it's no robbery. I agree with what you're saying. That's where it come about. But then what it does is shut this guy up and make him pay for that. See, if you holler lock in and them people don't do it, then you know that they just talking stuff. But when they really want to race up.
Those guys are known. Those type of guys, man, we know them. We've known them for years, the guys that's doing that. Listen to this here. Any way we cut this, man, locking money up and telling the guy he owes you for being 1 minute late or 30 seconds late in that era is stick up without a gun. If I lock you up right now, if I lock you into Big Wheel, I'm going to run you June the 3rd. I'm going to meet you at the track at 5 o'clock. If I really want to run you, I'm not trying to win your lockup money. I'm trying to win the pot. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to race you. If you get to the track, you and I going to race. I wouldn't do a damn wheel if you show up at 9 o'clock at night. Because the first thing, I'm not going to the track, and 99% of people don't go to the track. You know what I said? I'm going to say it again. 99% of everybody that goes to the track do not go to the fucking track just to see one race and go home, or just to see the race that they're going to run and go home. You go to the track for what? As Larry always said, to fellowship with your fellow race friends, to have you some fun, hopefully win a few dollars. And when the track closed, we fall up out of it like we fell in. It's a crowd coming out, just like with a crowd going in. So they can't tour me with that. You can't get me with that.
One more question. that was my question to the guy that won the lockup money. If you won the lockup money, if it's $500, you won the lockup money, is you gonna still race?
Hell to the no, Brian. 99% of the time, hell to the no. Hey, baby. 99% of the time, hell to the no. Now, here's the 1%. I'm going to give you the 1%. Let me give you the 1%. The 1%. No, here's the 1%. The 1% will go on and race. Out there in one locker, but they still going to race. Those are guys like, say, Tony Bynes, Wick, Drag, if I was able to fool like myself, Donyer. But we're talking about a minimum of peoples. It's a multitude of peoples in drag racing. Most guys that's itching and hot and clowning about this lockup money, I done won that, they're not going to fucking race, man. I don't care what no one said. The proof is in the pudding. Go back and check the records and tell me how many times guys that showed their ass. Go back and show me how many times guys have showed their natural ass over that lockup money and still raced. They don't fucking do it. They stick up without a gun. See, I say the things I just know them right on. I'm pretty smart.
Like you say, D. You 100% right, Big Will. You 100% right on. How you looking at it as far as a guy going to the track, the guy not showing up, and y'all supposed to be racing, stuff like that, which you 100% true, brother. But the thing is about it, once you pay the lockup money, are you still, I locked in $200 on $2,000 to race one of the guys on the west side. We was 5 minutes late with the cop. We coming down the street. We coming down Kilpatrick with the cop. We driving the car.
Mm-hmm.
We pull up. They sitting up there with the car on the trailer and everything. And the man, soon I get out the car, the man said, "Well, you know what, baby, you lost your lockup money." Oh, I was so hot. I was so mad. I was mad, man, because I knew if I paid the lockup money, he still was not gonna race. He wasn't gonna run the car.
See, that's what I'm saying, baby. I said, pick up without a gun.
The guy that owned the car was Byron. Byron told him, we can let these motherfuckers go down on Harrison. He said, no, my car ain't set up to go down on Harrison Street. He said, well, get your ass to Osmond Kaufman. Byron said, well, get to 130. He didn't want to go to 130.
Hey, that's because he didn't want to race. Let me tell you something, man. I remember this. It just came back to me. Didi locked Crimp and someone else in. And they had to put on some 1000s. They was at 41. He locked them in to be at the track at a certain time. Crimp go to church on Sunday. Crimp didn't make it on time. That fool knucklehead was still out in the street and having some dollars. You know what Nut did? Nut said, I'm going to pay the lockup money off just to see this race. You know what happened, right? Put the lockup money in his pocket and went home.
That's a certain individual.
Hey, Will. Hey, what my thing is, if you keep it simple, the race is simple. When you start getting technical, leave the race alone. Because it shouldn't be that hard to say, you're going to give me this, I'm going to give you that, plain and simple, let's go. When you got to put a lawyer on the side of you to listen in on the trickery of words, why do you even want to race like that? That ain't no fun. The fun is in the race.
I agree with that part. But, you know, and it is a lot of stiff. And, like, one thing Cadillac say is so true is that, you know, you got to watch what you're saying. Like you're saying, you almost have to have a lawyer there. But other than that, you guys, you got to step up to reality. It is what it is. I'm going to tell you that. And it's not
It's not stick up without a gun, you know, one thing for sure. You just got to pay attention.
That's why I say it should be only one or two sips you should get, and that's it. And leave it like that. If you got to go past one or two sips, it shouldn't even be a race.
Yeah. I heard somebody.
Let's do some drag race. One or two sips and get your ass to the water box and let's get down. Let's see some drag race stuff in the north, man. Period.
Big Will.
Yeah.
I want to ask y'all another question. When that agreement is made that we're gonna run at 6 o'clock and 1 minute after six, a person ended up losing the lockup money. When he lose that lockup money, look how many other thousands of people. See, I when y'all speaking on this, I agree with a lot of what y'all saying, but it's another point that I'm trying to make. And the point is this: that one man win that lockup money, but look how many other thousands of people lose. When I say that, I'm saying that's not fair to the fans, because the fans are driving hundreds of miles, and this thing got so important about the racers until they forgot about the fans. And the reason why I say that is because the fans is the one that's got the track open for the guys to race. Because when they come, they thing and so far and so on, you know. So myself, I think that they're taking a little bit too much out of drag racing with that, because with me being in a situation right now, because we're not racing right now, I have been a fan. I have been a very supportive fan. And I have drove all the way from Chicago to Macon, Georgia, to go and see a specific race. And when I get there, the race didn't take place. Then I got to turn around and drive all the way back home again. I'm disappointed like a motherfucker.
I agree with you, Larry. Mm-hmm. I agree. But look at it the other night. We went all the way to Detroit to see them boys race. Not only did they not race, they didn't even pay a lockup. I'd have felt better if they had paid up that lockup. At least it would have let me know that they were serious. But right now, hell, it could have been a fraud, you know, just a put-on all the time. You know, that's what I'm saying. So I do want somebody to pay off the lockup. At least I feel like at least Kimo had to pay off. And I'll just say it like that because Kimo looked like he was the one that had the most problems. But, man, we went all the way down there for nothing. So I do want somebody to at least pay off. And I agree with you, with everybody, about somebody 1, 2, 3 minutes late or something like that, you supposed to pay them off. And don't get me wrong, they should still race. If they don't continue on and race, then there was some bull in it anyway. I agree with you on that. But some people just want to get your money. They, like me, into it for the money, not the honey. So I agree with you, Larry.
Yeah. Well, the money part and all that stuff, that's one of the main purposes. But the other purpose is to make sure that the fans get something out of it. Me, myself, as far as lockup is concerned and so far and so on, if I go and see a race and it ain't no lockup, as long as the guys engage, give me something for my time, give me something for my effort of even coming and supporting, then I can deal with that. But when I don't get nothing for my support, I don't feel good about that. You know, so I think it's a lot of focus been taken away from some of the main essence of things now, because it got so direct about just one specific thing, and that's just the racers. You know, the racers are the actors of this show that's going on, and they got to perform to satisfy us. Otherwise, they won't have an audience. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just that it's a lot of focus going on. A lot of the guys, they just won't lock up money. Once they get the lock up money, then that's it for that. Okay, all right, you got your lock up money. Now what we get? You know.
Well, see, Larry, you have to understand and have to really be open minded and have to really pay attention. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some guys, and I can sort of point them out, but see, what I'm trying to say, you can't just say, well, I'm going to lock in with this guy because I know he ain't going to do such and such, so I'm going to lock in with him and I'm going to get paid for that. 90% of the time, as D would say, 99% of the time, the people going to race. They not locking in. People is not that stupid to turn around and lock in knowing that they're going to pay. So it's not that often that the guys is just locking in to pay somebody else. So you can't look at it like they just, that's all it's about. These guys, they had problems or whatever the case may be, but it's not that simple just to win lockup. You know, it's not that easy math. You know, not in my eyes.
Right. I understand what you're saying, Will, but if I see a guy throw his drive shaft, if I see a guy break something or something other than that, if we got money locked up, then because of the simple fact it's about racing, then I don't want no lockup money. You know, I want to get a scout pick because the whole reason that we're there in the first place is to drag race.
That's when I take my hat off to you. That's when I take my hat off to you. But remember this, I'm trying to get paid. I want my lockup. I take my hat off to you, Larry, but not me.
Okay.
No, I want to get paid. I'm telling you now.
That's why the game has changed so dramatically now, Will, because when we go down the road, all of us as fans, and I don't think you'll find a damn fan that disagree with me, all of us that take a time away, looking forward to this weekend, that worked all week long, that put this together, and so far and so on, we coming down there to see a race. We don't want to come see no lockup. We don't want to come see nobody getting no punk out money. Or we want to see a race. And if you don't satisfy us, it's going to be just like it is with me now. I'm not going to do all the things that I've done last year. And the reason for it is because it got too personal for me. Number two, because of the simple fact I traveled up and down the roads and what I was looking for, I wouldn't get no satisfaction out of it. So I got to slow my roll down now. And the reason I got to slow my roll down is because of the simple fact that anything and everything that I do, Will, and I want everybody to know this, man, I try to enjoy my life. That's why I don't want to be personal with nobody. That's why I maintain my standards to be a mediator and so far and so on, and give knowledge to the younger guys that's behind me and the ones that listen, I'm fine and good, and the ones that don't listen, fine and good, because of the simple fact experience is the best teacher. But if somebody giving you first-class, first-hand information ahead of time, then sometimes it's good to take heed to it, you know, but I let them make that own choice. But my thing is about the will and the good nature of drag racing, man, because that's what I love, man. I like the drag racing. You know, I don't want to see nobody just get the race didn't occur. It got to one point in time, they started counting punk outs for wins. You know, I ain't never seen nothing like that before in my life. In drag racing, you win. Okay, well, how much did you win by? How come you didn't get the big pot? You know, I want to know these things because I wouldn't understand it. You know, now, and when y'all lock up and y'all say y'all going to race that day and y'all don't race, then I can see that. But if you 1 minute late coming to the stage, 10 minutes late, 15 minutes late coming to the stage, you don't have to come to the stage at all then, if that be the case. You know, so I just, like I say, Will, you know, I'm not here to disagree and I'm not here to put myself in a position where I make it seem as though that I'm taking sides with anybody. It's just my own personal open opinion because of the simple fact that I am a fan. That's what I am now. I am a fan. We are not drag racing right now. When I get out of the fact that we're back to drag racing and I'm not a fan no more, I'm still going to try to make it be loyal and honorable because all this, the lock-ins and so far and so on, whatever you agree to, that's what you got to stand by, and I understand that, you know. But my thing is we need to be more careful about how we lock in, and we need to make sure that we know what we're locking into. You know, because there's a lot of trickery in this thing. Now, these words are tangible, man. They say one thing and mean another.
So. Me and Cadillac were just talking about that earlier, how you got to be the stipulator to win some lockup money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's funny is how these guys want to do all this stiffing and try to make it where you need a lawyer, and they don't even like lawyers in real life. They don't even like the court system. You know what I'm saying? It's mind-boggling how contradictory everything is. Then some people want to say a word, and then don't even know the definition of it, but they got their own definition of it. And then you got to pull out the dictionary on them.
You're right. Then you got now you got to go to drag race. Yeah. You got to go to drag race because now with an encyclopedia on the arm. You got to have an encyclopedia on your arm when you go drag race. Come on, man. You know. Let's race.
They say keep it simple, stupid. And that's how it should be. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, Larry. If you like drag racing, I don't know if you watch Class Racing. Come on out to 66 Saturday and Sunday. You get to see some racing.
Okay.
And you won't hear no argument, but if you come to the stands, you got a few dollars, you might even get a few bets.
Yeah, okay. That's what it's all about, man. It's about having fun, man, getting it on, man. That's what we're coming for. All of us coming. Each and every one of us coming to drag race. But some people have other ulterior motives. You understand that? I understand that because we ain't going to find nothing out here that's perfect. You know, but my thing with it is, let's at least make it be good, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Well,
hey,
everybody.
Hey, Cadillac, let me get some of these mics open, right?
All right, open them up.
Hey, good evening to you, Larry. I hate to cut you off.
Steven, also, Terry.
773-4325.
Yeah, that's me, Robin.
All right. Give me 1 minute. Let me get all these open. 708-0482, your mic's open. 773-4390.
773-4786.
This is me, man.
Okay.
Hang on. 313-7173.
What's up, fellas? This is Second Base. Just listening.
All right. 708-1764.
Yeah, it's the Reverend. I'm in the house. What's up, fellas?
All right, give me one more. 773-4309.
Yeah, I fell off, Terry. It's me.
Okay.
Will.
Okay, this is Robin. 773-778-4325. Big Will. You know me.
What
I'm a bracket racer.
What's happening?
All right. I got a question to ask everybody on the show. If you could do one or the other, would you gamble or would you drag race? Because that's my question. What are you doing
drag
for?
Race.
Do
I'm
you drag race?
I'm a drag racer.
You're a gamble.
Drag race, brother. Drag race.
Okay, I got one drag racer.
Hey.
Anybody else?
14.
Fortunately, we can do them both.
No, you can only do one.
No, I agree with you. We into it for the drag race.
All right. Well, that's what I'm saying. The reason I'm a bracket racer, and somebody mentioned it, you go to 66, you're going to watch racing all day. You ain't going to watch no arguing. You ain't going to watch no standard starting line, no lockup money loss. You're going to see strictly drag racing. Now, I had a gang bang race. Get
that
on me
your...
and say, hey, man, you crazy as hell, man. You race your car for free. That's because I built it to drag race. I didn't build it to sit. I didn't build to negotiate. Like you say, have a lawyer to figure out when I'm going to race, how I'm going to race. All I want to do is go to the track. They say it's a bracket race. It's going to be cars there. And I ain't never been to a bracket race that didn't have at least 20, 30 cars. Most of them have 100 and something. Please, all day long, if I can keep my game up, I'm going to be out there one-on-one drag race. And that's all I built my car for, to drag race. I didn't build it to sit in the garage. I didn't build it to break it. And then, oh, man, shoot. Man, I got to get some money to fix my car.
Tell me this, Rob. What did you build your car for in the 70s? You was grudge racing back then. We call it street racing.
No, I built it more for going out to U.S. 30 and drag racing. I didn't like that sitting on the street, taking a chance on getting your license taken. It was too many cars.
Not in the 70s. In the 70s, baby, we had it open field.
In the 70s.
Grudge race back then.
In the 70s, I got more enjoyment at sitting at the light with a big old cam and a four-speed in my car, giving the image I was a gladiator. Because I didn't do too much street racing. You can count the street racing I did on one hand. It was too much involved in street racing. You could get arrested.
Hey, Hey, Will, I was 5 years old, so I ain't had a license. I couldn't drive.
But, you know, in the 70s, I wanted to be known as a gladiator. But really, I wanted to be a gladiator at the track where you didn't have to be worried about the police. You didn't have to worry about these guys that don't show up because when you're there, it's a bunch of cars there. You pick one and race one. You know in the 70s, that's how you did it. You go out to the track estimating, oh, man, old boy supposed to meet me out there. We're going to get down. No, you went to the track and you say, you know what? I'm going to worry. I'm going to see if I can erase that guy. And you walked over to him and said, man, what are we going to do? If you got that crawling dodge over there, what are we going to do? You make all these pre-races, and that's what I don't like. They make all these pre-races, and like hell, it was me. I tell everybody, I tell you what, all y'all got races. Meet me at 41 Sunday. I'm going to whoop all y'all's ass. And we don't know. I got a physical condition keeps me from racing, a health condition. But I can sit here and say, I'm going to whoop all y'all's ass, and we'll lock the money when we get there. But I'm talking. I like drag.
Hey, Rob, I'm going to tell you, with all that talking, get yourself to the track. I'm going to knock you off. I guess that 50-cent one of them can change.
Let me tell you guys something. It's going to get back to the way it was. A time ever being will always be again. And this is a junk we're going through right now. You got 28s. I got the L29. Man, it's just a phase. Drag racing has always went through phases. It always will. I guarantee you it's going to get back to real racing.
Hey, Cadillac.
It sounds good, but what I think should happen, hey, let it be whatever it is, and, you know, I respect all the old guys to the most, but that 1970 and all that stuff is gone. It's good to hear it. That's the way it was. Mm-hmm. But what they should do is have a talk show for just the old timers. So they can reminisce what they did back then and compare happened then and now. Because it's
Who is that talk show for the old timers?
When I get done, I'm gonna tell you. And then you have all these guys who complain about grudge racing. It'd be the same sun guns I see in them stands. If it's so bad, stay bracket racing.
That's right.
Wait a minute, you know why we in the stands? Because we just like to see drag racing. Well, at the time,
I could open
more than most of the tracks, I will say that. And I didn't test my car lot at 41. But now I can't leave the state because of a health reason.
Right.
That'd be 41 because they open more than everybody else. But racing? Hell no, they don't do no racing. They used to race bracket out there. They used to race bracket out there.
Is this a bracket racing show or a grudge racing show?
Hey, check it out.
That's right.
I want to know what's going on.
Hey, stop painting on the grass. We tried to show you how you can get the car down the track without complaining. But the whole thing is, who complained about racing? Okay, is it a grudge racing show or a grudge show? That's what I want to know. Is it a grudge racing show or a grudge show? Because we're still about racing and not.
Let nature take the score. Hey man, this is Terrell. I want to lock in anybody over 65. I want to lock in with anybody on the phone right now over 65. Lock in. I got no hatred for the grudge race crew.
I just say I've been in grudge races all day and seen 3, 5, 8 races. Now go out to a bracket. I invite you to any bracket race. And if it's 3, 5, 8 races, I'll pay your way.
My man that's doing all the bracket racing.
Yeah.
That's what you like to do. We like the grudge race.
That's Chuck, yeah.
Okay, well, that's what I'm asking. Is, are you happier seeing one race a night, or are you happier seeing a race every few minutes?
Man, I'm happy one race a night.
Hey, Rob, check this out.
Because I'm going to get paid. I ain't running no nine rounds to make $220.
Oh, well, then you're right. You make more money. If you win the race.
Hey, Rob. I snuck off about 5 years ago. Uh-huh. About 6 years ago. I was going to Milan, Michigan by myself. And I'm going to tell you, brother, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, man, they still racing on and on, back to back to back to back to back. I got tired of seeing grudge races, man. So it's not happening as much here.
Right. Now, that's a great sight, and I have seen races like that. I have seen that.
I know for a fact, now, that's all grudge.
Now, I can love that, because that means I say nobody's scared of nobody.
You know what that is, though, Rob? You got to open up. You got to broaden your horizon, bro. You just can't sit in this little box here.
Yeah, that's the thing. I can't really leave the state. And
I know
the only grudge
racing
I had been watching was at 41. I never went to Milan, none of that. And you're right. I've watched it on TV where they have a grudge race program on, and every few seconds, somebody doing a burn on it, talking about it's Tony Bynum versus so-and-so. It's so-and-so versus so-and-so. Every 2 minutes, like a bracket race. I said, nah, these guys are really racing. They ain't no punk.
Sure.
They ain't scared of nobody. And if they lose, they lose. But everything I've seen from 41, everybody looking and scared and everybody glad that the next man.
But that's the thing is, what that is, I'm speaking as, this is what I call it, the traveler racers.
Okay.
See, you have traveler racers and you have traveler spectators as well, who goes all over and see things unimaginable.
Yeah,
I mean,
can't afford to do that. I can't do that because of it.
What we're trying to do here is make that happen from out there and bring that here. That's all.
John, that would be great. Yeah. I'd love to see
I'm going to answer the question of the day. The reason why it ain't no racing up here is because everybody's scared.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it is. Terrified.
That's why there's no racing up here.
Scared of loss. Forget the loss, man. At least you got up the pack.
That's what I'm saying, and that's what I said about bracket races. Getting back in bracket. Man, we lose all the time, but we don't stop coming.
Well, see,
when y'all lose,
different.
You lose your money. You can't afford to come back.
Yeah, bracket, you're going to lose $50, $20.
But
that's not true all the time. That's not true all the time. You ain't losing no $50.
You talking about American and China. You talking about two different types of races.
Well, no, just two different types of money. Because if you can
thing,
get $25 and get away, you can't keep
down,
you to see more races.
Hey, Chuck, you said people up here scared?
Yeah, they scared.
I just locked in with the Shadow at SBO. I ain't scared.
Hey, who is that?
Hey.
Who is that?
This Terrell, I locked in with the Shadow at SBO. I'm not scared.
No, but that second said they scared.
Look, we got plenty of cars right up here in Chicago, Indiana, Wisconsin, and these guys, they're scared. It ain't about the money.
Thank you.
They
who is that,
scared.
Chuck? Hey, is that Chuck? Hey, Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
This is Rob, the bracket racer.
What
they
up, Rob?
I know.
Okay.
I agree with you. Now, I'll tell you guys who holler about, well, you're a bracket racer. It's apples and oranges. No, it ain't. Well, every one of y'all race for $100. I guarantee you race and lose and race and lose and come back and race. But y'all trying to break each other.
Hey, man.
I used to bracket race. That's
I know you did, sir. That's why I know. You came from bracket racing and went to racing. And when did you race your car more at bracket racing or gang banging?
I raced it more bracket racing, but it ain't about that.
Yeah, I know.
If I want to do that, I'll bring my, I'll put my street car in there and do bracket racing and run 1140s all day and try to win that $220 y'all take home when you win.
Yeah, but if I ain't going around.
I'm trying to get my I'm trying to get mine all at one time.
I like going around.
I don't want to go around. It costs too much. I want to get
that's
paid.
What most people say.
And
I raced my car 3-4 years. It's $5,000 to freshen it up. I freshen it up. I come back 3-4 years. Now, I done seen some of y'all race one time.
Wait a minute. Hold it. It costs you $5,000 to freshen your motor up?
Right. And no, I don't want $5,000.
You have to be a fast motherfucker if you spend $5,000.
Hey, but I'm going to have a triple phone
there. Huh? You said there's what?
You got to be
but
fast.
That's based off of who you're going to freshen up your motor, too.
Yeah, it depends on that.
If you're going to the club,
I got a 970
like
car. I ain't no fast
car. It sounds like you're going to Robbie A-Team.
No, I used to go to a guy. Well,
$5,000. God damn. You could buy a car and go back to
the But the thing is, he's not taking this stuff to an alley mechanic.
I'm getting it freshened up. Believe me.
Hey, old man at bracket race. How fast your car is, man?
Man, 80s in the extreme heat, 950s in some good cool.
Oh
weather.
Man, god damn.
Yeah, it's a slow car. It ain't fast.
But you spent $5,000 to get it freshened up.
Are you crazy?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you my number, man. I got a good motor for you over here. And I bet you can run way faster than that.
But see, the problem is, if I run faster than 9-0s, I need a box in the car. See, that's what I'm saying. Each step you take, you go like, be fast, walk. He's ready to slow down because he went past the 9-0s, and he ain't winning no way.
Class racing is not about fast as you can go. It's about being more consistent.
Right.
You guys might go all out fast as you can go, lose traction, and lose the race.
With bracket racing,
class racing, depending on what kind of class racing you're doing, it's about consistency.
Consistency. It's not about your class, everything.
Hey, Cadillac Joe. What a host of this show. What a host of this bracket racing show.
Hey, Chuck, I don't want to tell you something about bracket racing.
Hey, Chuck is getting some education.
Hey, bracket racer Joe.
Yeah, what's up, Chuck?
You got your car ready?
What you want, man? Man, it's going to be real ready real soon. It ain't fine, Chuck.
Hey, there you go.
Hey, Chuck, it's going to be real soon, Chuck. It's going to be real soon, baby, so you can get ready to taste these nuts in your mouth.
Hold on, Chuck. Wait a minute. Hold on.
You called me. You challenged me. I ain't challenged you. But it's like I told you, Chuck. You ain't got to look for me. I'm going to find you because I owe you. I owe you, Chuck. And I'm going to serve
you,
gonna
find
baby.
Me now. I'm going to tell you when I'm going to be in town. When you going to find me? I'm going to tell you what days I ain't going to be in town.
Well, I do just call you. I got your phone number. You ain't hard to find. I know where you live. If you ain't at home, I know what to do.
Motherfuckers are scared.
Ain't nobody scared of you, man. Why somebody scared of you, dog? You ain't no use, nothing, man. You's a flea on the wall, dude. And I'm gonna pack you to it with some dog mess. Watch it. You're not gonna like this, Chuck. And you can tell Cold Blue. Get his nuts in the sand and come on. Now, you told me I had everything in drag racing. You think I'm not going to take that fool? You crazy. I'm going to blow your back out, boy. And I bet you, boy. Whatever you want to do.
You still
you
got
better, You better get your crew, boy, because I'm coming for you.
Huh? You want to try Sunday?
No, I ain't going to try you Sunday. I told you when I'm ready. I'm telling you when I'm ready, I'll call you. You know what? Ain't no you know what.
I'll fuck you up with that blue one. You ain't going to run the burgundy one.
Yeah, okay. I doubt if you beat that black one or that blue one, player. I doubt it, very seriously.
Anything you got.
Hey, Chuck, that's what your mouth say.
And you remember you got a box of nuts in your mouth. I can't really understand.
They must be peanuts bought out the stove.
Hey, it's a Snickers. It's Snickers.
But I ain't
going to
straw jacket with you all night, man.
I know, that's all. But, hey, I'm going to find you, boy. You ain't going to have to wait long,
I just came on here to answer the question Will and then we're talking about, and you know the answer. Every motherfucker out here scared.
Hey, some of them ain't scared. Some of them ain't trying to go. They don't want to lose their money, Chuck.
Well, they scared then.
They scared, whatever. But, you know, everybody want to be a bear. But, Chuck, it's just like you. It's one thing I will say about you. You's a box of rocks, boy. I'm going to put this cement down and hold you, boy. You're going to be my cash cow, boy. You my cash cow. Watch. You're going to pay off like a
clock machine. I can never be your cash cow.
Yeah, you're going to be there. Because every time you're going to come back, I'm going to get some money from you.
Yeah, all right.
Well, I'm going to say
that's
one
all
thing. Here's this bracket race again, and Chuck is my hero. Chuck will race. He will ask you to race. But he ain't
getting
none.
May
as well go back to bracket racing, Chuck.
Hey, Rob.
What's
we
that?
Ain't going to talk about that because, see, I owe you, Rob, when we get to them slot cars.
I'm going to take
50 cents and make change.
I wish you would.
Hey, I'm gone, Reese. I'm going
but
back
yeah,
on,
man, Chuck, you are one of the few exceptions of the gangbang. You there to race. Other than that, it's a lot of talking.
All right, well.
I'm saying,
Reese, I'll be in Maryland next week now. You want to go?
Who, me?
It is what it is, man.
Cadillac Joe. We going to Maryland.
Okay. I'm signing off.
When y'all going to Maryland?
Next weekend.
Okay. You know what? Hey, that sounds like a winner to me. Just make sure you get that money and stack it up for me. Cause
I got it last time. I'm going to get it again.
I know you is. I hope you do.
Bad
boy now. That's them Chicago travelers.
I'm gone on mute, man.
Hey, Will, you there?
What? Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, y'all racing this weekend? This Saturday?
Yeah, tomorrow.
It ain't gonna be like...
Will, where y'all going?
No, we racing the little car tomorrow.
Y'all going
to Linwood. Linwood racing, okay.
Y'all doing the RC thing. Okay.
Hey, Will, if I travel all the way over there, y'all are going to race, though, right? Because, you know, the weather might rain or not. I don't want to be traveling like going to Miley, Michigan.
All right, now. Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure they're going to lay it down. They're going to do something. But like I say, I'm going to let you know when this big money race we got going on. But one thing I want to tell Big Rob, I begged him to get on this show over a year or two ago. And he finally got on, but he can get off. If all you want to talk about is bracket racing, you and Lil Rob, y'all can get off. This is a grudge racing show. This is what we do. We don't bracket race.
I understand that. Y'all know
well,
bracket race.
Right. Bracket race.
Tell me what grudge race got off then, because I can tell you plenty of class racing that got off.
I agree with you. We ain't too good much. That's why we're talking on the show.
So we're going to keep it real about the grudge racing.
Remember, I was sitting next to you and your dad and some other guys watching the bracket racing and the
Let me ask that for Will. I think he the same one that said old guys getting their place over the world. Good.
Now, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. I wouldn't talk about you old guys. I'm learning from you guys.
You got to realize I'm an old man, so I think. But
hey,
now,
and
bro,
Will,
it's
not to disrespect the grudge race.
So
crew
racing was always hard to get off.
Anytime
there's an abundance of money, having an opportunity or taking a chance to change hands is more difficult to get done than it is to go up there and cut a light and come back around, cut a light. It's way more difficult to do that.
Right.
So, yes, you will always see more bracket racing and class racing than you will grudge racing because it's just what it says, grudge. I have an ought against you. I have an ought against your car. I want to get it off my chest.
Yeah, well, I agree with you, D.
But these guys, that was Reverend Jay talking about you, though.
But yeah, well, I'm not trying to change the program because I love to hear you guys arguing and signify, you know.
Let me tell Reverend Jay here.
But
now check this out, Reverend Jay. No one is complaining that I have seen or heard complain about grudge racing. The only complaint I've ever seen since I came on these shows was the stips have gotten out of hand. Stipulations has totally gotten out of hand.
Right.
There's a thing called time have been will be again. There's a thing that used to be told to us young guys. In fact, a friend of mine that I was talking with, he said, look at Cram, he said, look at Junior. This is Needy I'm talking about now. He said, that was us a few years ago. We used to stand around and watch O'Snell do the things that we started doing. Now we stand around watching Junior and them do, and my son do the things that we did. So, no one is complaining about racing. Now, the older guys like myself and I, we're not complaining about grudge racing. They're complaining about stiffs and allowing two things, I must admit. Stiffs, which really going to come out of one thing, stipulations and allowing the South to dictate what the North, the South loves the North end, really in two cities, Detroit and Chicago. That's really all it is. But the South have, let me name them, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Arkansas, Tennessee, Louisiana, and there's a few I'm missing.
Texas. Mississippi.
Yes. But they really consider the North only two cities. They consider Detroit and New York. Detroit and Chicago. So, we as racists, not so much we, but the guys are racing now. You are allowing the South to dictate what you do. And there's a reason for that. I can get deep with that. See, we tend to follow that thing called MOE anyway. We tend to follow it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that because that's what it's all about. But it's all said and done. You spend thousands to win hundreds back. But that's what it's all about. And it's mainly South now. South of the Mason-Dixon.
Well, but and see, what you're following up what you're saying, though, you named all those states in the South up, and if we want to race, we sort of have to follow the what the program is. They dominating it. So, you know, it is what it is. But like they were saying about Leon, they want us to do our own thing. You know, it's
Leon was saying, I agree with you wholeheartedly. If I go South, unseen reason I'm able to start racing again, and I go South to race, I am going to try to run the back door. Lord, Avenue says it's not going to happen because they run a quarter mile. So if I want to race, and they're going to run 8 miles, if I want to race some guys, I'm going to run what they run. But by the same token now, that hand has to wash the other hand. That's the left hand. Now it's had to wash the right hand because we're back in the North now. And that goes back to what I said earlier. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. When I'm in their state, I have to basically race the way they race or not race. But when they are here, it should be the feeling of neutral.
Right, right. I would totally agree with you. When they come in our back
door. So as guys bring their cars up for the 8th, Donnie said his car for the 8th because he was traveling down there. And that's what the guys are doing. He made them want to start trying that stuff anyway. He's one among a thousand that's not going to do it. Here's another guy says, he's going to be two among a thousand that won't do it. Drag racing came on the scene as a quarter mile racer. Now we want to do a new thing. Well, it's going to be hard to turn old heads around. You know, it's hard to get old dog new tricks.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I think we getting an understanding on that. Who else we get on the line? Let's see what they got to say about this. Y'all really been rolling on this conversation here. But the Cadillac got one thing to say. Wait till it gets time to burn this rubber. Burn rubber, not your soul. Watch this. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Come on. We got anybody else, Terry?
No, everyone's mic's open.
Okay. Baby boy.
Hey, Cadillac.
Yeah.
Hey, this Shake and Bake. I just want to give a big shout out to the old school fellas that put it down and give us this information and break off some stuff from us from their past. Y'all noticed how cool, calm, and collected they were, with no arguments.
Oh yeah. Hey, that's how it go, man.
Yeah, and how they put it down, and we respect that, man. And we really appreciate you guys for talking to us like that and showing us the ropes. We all should learn
Amen.
How to talk like that without arguing and fussing.
Oh, yeah, that's what these shows are, to educate, man, and bring awareness to how things really supposed to happen, man.
Because a lot of us, we get caught up and get to holler and this and that. Yeah, if you don't have no form, you don't have no understanding. Because everybody's trying to talk at once and scream over one another, you can't hear nothing. You're not going to get nothing stopped.
Yep, those are true grudge races right there.
Just old school was the best school, baby.
Because like you said, when back in the day, if you locked up some money and the guy was 10 minutes late, 2 minutes late, if he wanted to race, that didn't matter as long as you showed up. You wanted an hour late, you weren't 45 minutes late, you 2 minutes late, man, let's still do this. But now, it's just like Will say, man, it's about the money, man. How did it come? I got to have it. But see, everybody ain't like that. Depending on who you racing. See, a lot of guys don't have integrity, bro. See, that's the thing.
You just said a mouthful right there, Cadillac, integrity. There's a lot of people that get on these shows, you come across in life itself, that ain't got no integrity about themselves.
That's it, baby.
Blank.
That's all I'm saying. That's what the Cadillac brings to.
I think if you had more integrity, guys that got cars and stuff like that, have more integrity about that and be serious about that, guess what will happen? We'll have some good grudge racing in the state of Illinois, and some good grudge racing in the state of Michigan and Detroit. So like I said, you can't leave them guys out, you know, and the guys that's around that's doing something with them cars, such as Don Jay and SVO Carey, you know. A lot of guys, my Uncle Larry said something last week on the show, and somebody disputed that. And we get on the shows, we all have our own opinions about certain things, and that's why we got, you know, the table like we got, and to put out information and have a opinion about things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy he said that he felt that was going to be making a major run in the grudge game, that's what he felt. And I felt like, you know, that somebody shouldn't have, you know, took that away from him. But they said it, and, you know, I have to respect what the man said, because he got a butt also. On the opinion side. So, like I said, you know, we got to make it better, man, you know. And all that old arguing and fussing and fighting, that don't win no race. That don't win no race. The car win the race, I thought.
Well, the car do win the race, but everybody don't know how to race. Just because you got a car, that don't mean you're a racer. See, a lot of guys don't have respect for the game. They just in the game. See, that's what you got to understand. So when you learn, you stay in the game, you learn about the game. That's the whole thing. But you got to the key is you got to want to learn about it. That's all I say. We got anybody else out there, Terry?
No, not right now.
So Terry, how you feel about that?
Hey,
you know,
Terry.
Terry.
Let me back in when I call back, Terry.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Terry, what you feel about how, you know, the conversation that that's at hand and that's what's been going on about some of the subjects you guys been talking about tonight?
I've been running in and out. I'm eating and remodeling my bathroom, and I really didn't catch everything. But you do have some hands up. Hang on one second. 773-4015.
What's going on, Terry, man? It's Freaks, man.
What's up? Give me one second.
I want to make a comment.
Hey, hang on. Right. Let me get these mics open, all right?
843-9268.
What's up, Terry?
Hey,
listen, y'all. I'm going to tell you the difference between drag racing back then and drag racing now.
Hold on one second. Terry, we got some more mics open?
Yeah. 708-6447.
Yo, Terry.
708-6447.
I got you. I'm in.
Okay. And 708-1889.
Hey,
what's
listen,
going
I'm
on,
tell
everybody?
You
All right, who we got? Who we got on the line?
Listen, man, this week. Listen, back in the days, man, drag racing was fun. They made drag racing a business now, man. Everybody want to make money off of drag racing. Everybody kind of had their own show.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Whole crew. Their own crew. Everything. It's a business. Now, listen, y'all are turning into a business. That's why you get
John
the
John Ford's got a business.
Huh?
John Ford's making money. Why can't nobody else make money?
Y'all don't understand the facts of it, man. It's just like any other game where people are selling cell phones and everybody wants to open up a beeper shop. It's the same thing. Once you get too many people involved, you get the riffraff with it. People outsiders that don't know nothing. Some people just got a lot of money and basket and don't even understand the rules to the game, man. And once they get in it, the negativity come with it.
Who you talking about, Cadillac Joe?
Oh, man, who give a fuck about Cadillac Joe? I'm talking about the drag racing, period. You get the riffraff with it. When you get outside
hey,
of that,
boy.
Don't know the rules.
Hey, Preacher boy.
Yeah.
Man, back in the days, you had a Jerry Curl. You still got one now.
I need one. Half on now.
Hey,
fuck that back in the days, man. Talk about some shit right now, man.
I just want to talk about who the hell talking about damn 8 mile versus quarter mile shit about us boys down south, only running 8 mile. How many tracks we got down here that fucking run the quarter mile?
Hardly any.
Not many.
They got a lot of land, man. They expand.
Preach on it, brother.
Not many.
We don't have that many. How the hell
you're right.
You got to go. You got to go through the eighth to get to the fucking quarter, don't you?
Yeah. We don't have to go to the eighth while we're at good, buddy. We're in the north. We're doing northern. Do we run
out you're
the
talking
back
about
north
versus south shit. Whoever was talking
you
that shit,
pop your
freaking
shit,
old
buddy.
Can sit and fucking fall
look,
you punk motherfucker.
You ain't gonna do shit.
You bring your punk ass down here, and I'll run you through the fucking eight.
Yeah, we got
you.
I'm talking about the guy that said about the damn quarter mile and the eighth mile and all that bullshit that we do down here. That's all we have.
Hey, that was the topic. That was the topic for tonight's show, sir. I don't know who you are. I don't know what your name is.
That was
Shag
Nasty.
Oh, baby. Hold on. I can explain myself.
This is Shag Nasty.
Hold on, that was D said there.
Oh,
yeah. That's
man,
Uncle Jesse.
Hold on, D. Hold on.
Yeah,
Shag Nasty.
No, I was asking the guy. What's your name?
Shag Nasty. How many more times do you want me to say it?
Uncle Jesse.
Well, Mr. Shag Nasty, that was D said there.
Okay, that's all I want to know. That's all I wanted to get in, but there was so much riffraff going on,
Mr.
I can't understand that.
Hey, Mr. Shag Nasty, that's
yes,
not
sir.
All you guys have. That's an eighth mile is a quarter mile track down. That's all you guys want to run is a quarter mile. Let's keep
that's
it
all
real
we got
quick.
Down here to test
no, that's
on
all you,
what
no,
you
no,
don't understand.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you not understand that?
Well, what do you mean, Shag Nasty? Do you have any other tracks down there? It's some quarter mile tracks. Where are you at, Shag Nasty?
Right there, damn Jackson. You gonna run goddamn four thirty or some quicker through the goddamn quarter and try to fucking shut down through that motherfucker? You crazy?
Who is that, Jesse Duke?
Y'all
talk about your integrity.
We
run 8 miles down here, players.
That's all I'm saying. If you're comparing apples to oranges. No, you're comparing apples to oranges.
Hold on.
I'm talking about the dude that said that you have to dance, you know, y'all come down here and have to run eight because you got to change your shit. How the hell can we change our shit if we don't have nowhere to run court?
That's all I was wanting to discuss. I ain't trying to argue with nobody. I just wanted to discuss that. Baby, hold on, baby.
Shag Nasty.
There are quarter mile tracks everywhere you go. I belong to a club that got started in Gainesville, Georgia, Florida. Why? Because they weren't there to run a quarter mile. You can't come on a show and tell no one that you only have 8 mile track because you're lying. That's not true.
No, that's not what I'm saying. The fellow that was on that was talking that you have to come down here and run 8 miles. And y'all have to change your cars up, right? You choose to come down here to run 8 miles. You can run through the goddamn 8 mile up there where you're at because most of your tracks are quarter mile. Am I right?
You're right.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, down south right here, and within 90 miles of me, I have probably 60 tracks. But then I can only run through the quarter mile through probably one of them. And that son of a bitch is 4.5 hours from me. So what I'm saying is it's a double standard. Do you not agree with what I'm saying?
That's true.
Yeah, but what we can
I was saying, I was not trying to come on there and start no crap with nobody. I'm just saying, when I heard the fellow say that, I just wanted to come in and just, that's why. I mean, you know, you have the opportunity because you got to run through eight to get to the corner.
Hey, Sean Master, we're going eight. Where can I get some of that good goddamn moonshine
at? Well, you can get it anywhere down here in South Carolina, Georgia, anywhere you want it. But I'm telling you, I ain't no dumbass. When I hear bullshit, I'm going to fucking call it.
Hey, Shag Nasty, it's not BS, bro. You run a quarter. You run the 8 mile because that's what you all want to run.
I listen to you. Now it's your turn to listen. Let's do this.
You run an 8 mile because that's what you guys want to run. There are plenty of tracks in the South that you can run a quarter mile if you want to run a quarter. You don't want
not
to run
a
quarter.
Not in a grudge race, sir. They will not open the track. They will not do that. That's what you're not listening to me. I live down here. I know.
Hey, Chad, I'm with you, man.
I don't know who the hell you are, but yeah, whatever. I'm just calling bullshit when I'm smelling it. Come on.
Hey, fellas, can we get back to the topic tonight?
If you're going to call it how it is. Don't call the South Bend a bunch of pussies because we'll only run 8 miles and that's all we can run.
I can't call you something that you're not, so if that's what you are, that's what I got to call.
No, I'm talking about the other dude hollering in the other line. I don't know what the hell he's saying.
Dude, you got to understand, man.
some of them people don't leave out of town. Their township has nothing but an eighth of a mile track. The thing is, when they come to Chicago, they have to run by a rule.
I understand that. I don't
they
think
have to
I
run
said
by
was,
a rule.
But
they can't
wait a minute, Bruce. But, Pooch, the only thing I said was, and I said again and again, quit in Rome, do as the Romans. If you go south and they're raising an eighth of a mile, that's what you run. But don't expect to come up here or any other part of the North, for that matter, and expect them to conform their car and their race over to what you did in your home. Because now you're the visitor. When they come to your hometown, being the North is the visitor in the south. But when you come to the North, you are the visitor, and you don't ruin anything.
Amen.
Well, then call us out for the quarter. Don't call us out.
Not come to their house and do what you want to do.
Well, there goes back to y'all's talk of what the stipulations then. You're going to have to stamp a quarter? How many damn South people are going to come out there and run through the damn quarter? Now, answer me that.
Not many.
Exactly.
The reason,
this is the first show I've ever called into, and I can tell you what, I listen to every damn one of them, and I've listened to them for a long damn time. This has got to be the biggest bunch of bullshit that I've ever heard as to why I called in. Now, you motherfuckers can shit and fall backwards in it. You think us fucking redneck motherfuckers gonna fall for your dumb ass shit because you're
look what you said, Shaq Lassie. You just made yourself sound like the biggest fool in the world. You know that? Because you want to tell us what you rednecks not gonna do by falling into ours, but you want to fall into yours. You're smart, but you think we're dumb.
No, sir. I hear you on these shows every damn week, too. I hear you on these shows every week. And I'm just, you just found somebody shot in your ass, and you're pissed about it, you motherfucker. You fuck yourself now.
Man, can y'all be
able
to just say, hey, sir,
I'm
going to
fucking
ask you
racist.
No, sir.
You know who I am? I'm the new fan.
Who are you?
That's who I am. I'm walking up with all the other fans and every other fan because you're full of shit. You're full of shit, and I call it, and I know it.
Why do you call me full of shit, Mr. Cat Raffin?
When I smell shit, then I know shit, and I'll step in it, and I know what the fuck it is.
Hey, D.
You can't walk in the house with that shit on your shoe.
Don't worry,
hey,
baby boy. Let me ask him a question.
Come on,
man. Mr. Nasty, if we come down that way you at, and we bring our cars and we run an eighth, just like y'all do, if we give you an invitation to come up here, what are you all going to do when y'all come up here?
Well, we're not going to run the eighth. That's what I'm saying. You know what we – what I'm saying is anybody's got any sense in drag races knows in the Southeast there is a limited number of quarter-mile tracks. Am I right or am
okay.
I wrong?
You're right.
But I still got to answer my question.
One at a time.
That's my question. I wanted you to answer my question for me. My question to you was, if we get ourselves together and come down there and run you in the eighth, if we give you an invitation to come here, when you come here, what are you going to run in?
Oh, run the eighth.
You're going to run it? You see what I'm saying? Well, see,
and that's my side.
And then they
ran
13-20. They ran 13-20 in the north, and in the south they ran 8. That's what it's been all the time. It's been like that all the time.
Sir.
So my thing with it is, how is it that
somebody was cutting in, sir? I didn't hear you. Sir, somebody was cutting in. I didn't hear what you were saying. But
okay, what I was saying was, you're still going to run the 8 when you come up here. But up here, we were running the quarter mile, so... What I'm saying is that if we come and do what you all do, is it fair to you all to come here and still do what y'all do or to come do what we do?
Amen.
Like I say, you still got to run through the 8th quarter, and most of y'all are turbo anyway.
Well, we know we got to run.
But I understand where you're going. I understand where you're going, and yes, it does. But it's a lot easier to change, I can tell you that.
So
from what you have to do to do what I got
to
do.
Thing, but it's a point that I'm trying to prove. The point that I'm trying to prove is this here.
I understand
what y'all, what you all do in the 8th, we do what we do in a quarter. So how, if we come down there and do what you all do and y'all don't come do what we do, is that fair to us? That's what I was getting to.
I look at it the same way. You got to
get through
the 8th
and
get through the quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, you still got to go through the 8th and get through the quarter. So, yeah.
Hey,
you
Uncle Larry.
Larry. In my
Uncle Larry.
Eyes. Yeah, explaining
yeah.
It. Larry.
Uncle Larry.
When they come
hey,
here,
Uncle Larry.
They got to follow our rules. If you've been
you
here,
test. What you're
doing
not realizing is you can test. What I'm getting to you at that y'all won't get through your heads is you can test that way.
You
got to
listen to what the man says. The man makes sense.
What you saying, Mr. Shag Nasty, what you saying is this here. You said that we got to get to the 8th before we get to the quarter. We've been getting to the quarter
correct.
All the time. We always been passing the 8th. You
exactly.
Understand what I'm saying?
Well,
and you all go
past. Where in the hell can I get to the quarter at and test?
Yeah, but I still don't think it's fair. That's
you see
that
what I'm saying? I mean, do you understand
hey,
my argument?
Uncle
Larry, I'm not disagreeing.
Hold on.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you one bit at all. I'm not
okay.
Disagreeing with you. I just, there's a discrepancy in the damn thing is all I'm trying to say. And then, you know, I know how these radio shows are. Like I say, it's the first one I've called into, but I've listened to every damn one of them. But there is a discrepancy in a lot of crap. It just gets overlooked, you know what I'm saying? Where do us southeastern guys get the test to even run a quarter mile? That's all I'm saying. But, you know, the dude comes in and saying, oh, Jesus Christ, it's all this. We got to give this, give that. We can, you know, that's all I was saying.
The thing is, Uncle Larry, what you said
is the point that I'm trying to bring up, a very valid point. And my point that I'm trying to bring up, we drive thousands of miles, man, to come down there to run an 8th when we can already pass an 8th up here when we run in a quarter. So we trying to at least trying to work with you all. Nobody's trying to work with us. And then the first thing they want to come up with is that we bitching or we crying about this or crying. Ain't nobody crying. Just make the shit fair. A fair
Amen.
Exchange ain't no robbery. Anywhere you go
Amen.
In the world, a fair exchange ain't no robbery.
Hey, Uncle Larry, you know what
no
it really
robbery.
Is.
That's it.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
Real talk.
Yeah.
The thing is, Uncle Larry, they not starving for races down there. We are. So that's why we doing the changes. They'll come up here. If you want the South to come to the North,
come on now, come on, one at a time.
If you want
we
the South to come to the North.
What's this douchebag up there in Detroit, this DeAndre or Beyonce motherfucker, running
that's another
the
subject. That's
shit
another subject.
Hey, wait.
Hell shit. So who the fuck is he? You know what I mean? He's
subject.
Like, who got the DP money? That's what I want to know. Who the hell got the goddamn if he got all these races locked in, who the fuck's holding the cash? You want to call bullshit? Let's call it. Somebody holding the fucking cash is either talking shit or to somebody got money in the hand. Like I say, I listen to all these fucking shows and ain't nobody said it. But I'm going to say it on yours. Who the fuck's holding the cash? So now, you want to call bullshit? I'll call it. Get him on the phone.
Well,
somebody mute my mic? You done mute my mic?
No.
Man, y'all not understand it. Listen.
You might
be y'all got to take this out, though. Y'all go down there to Hattiesburg. Hattiesburg is a quarter-mile track. But if the track officials close it down, you cannot run no more than 8.
No, let's get back to what I just said. Where's that dude that's locked all this money in for the World Grand? I want to know who got locked up money in. They got
you got the wrong state, young man.
Hey, wait. That's another state. You had to
that's
call
another
state.
Show.
How about that?
Oh, y'all don't know nothing about that?
No, that's another station.
Oh, I figured this was up North Shore. I thought this was up North Shore.
Yeah, but that's another station. You have to call another station to hear about Dante.
That guy's from Michigan anyway.
Well, anyway, yeah, that week. Don't none of y'all know him? Y'all hear that shit he's been talking?
No, we don't pay that no attention. We trying to discuss some stuff in our backyard.
I was just calling in. Really, I wasn't calling in rough no feather. I'm just chimed in because they talking about the damn South don't run the quarter. I mean, we just don't have nowhere to test on the quarter.
That's
really.
Okay, Doug. That's okay, Doug, Matthew. We appreciate you calling in and sharing your views, but we just trying to get y'all to realize that when we come to your house, we play by y'all's rules. When you come to our house, we walk and they play by our rules. You understand?
But what I'm trying to tell y'all, they don't have a choice about our rules if y'all stand
on. Be careful what you wish for. We know the rules now.
If you guys don't know the answer to that now, y'all need to quit grudge racing. If y'all don't know the answer to that now, I mean, it's simple. We starving for racing. They not. So they can run the eighth and run plenty of people in the eighth. They come up here and they go run the eighth. That's it.
They won't run the eighth if you don't let them.
Look, man. You might get a motorcycle to run you in the quarter.
Hey, listen to this. I'm gonna use Donye for example. I'm gonna use him as example. Donye is a quarter-mile man. He can't get no action up here, so what'd he do? He knock his car off for the eighth, and he get on the highway. That's what's going on, fellas. Open your eyes, man.
Damn, open your eyes. Tell them.
That's what it is. When they come from the South, hey, if y'all don't run us, we ain't coming. If y'all ain't going to run the eighth, we ain't coming.
Nope.
But we like, okay, no, we want Tony Bryan. We want such and such here. Just to get the crowd in so they can get that money. That's all. Open your eyes.
That goes back to what I just told you, the business.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Tony Bryan and yourself?
Hey, shit, he a man and I'm a man. But
it's the same
again,
thing I'm trying
this,
to tell y'all. It's nothing
but
different.
This, what it is? No, this is what the difference. I'm not going to draw a crowd in at 41. Somebody see Tony Bynes coming, that's going to draw the crowd. That's where you're getting your money as a promoter. That's all it's about, bro. That's all it's about. And we go down South. I mean, like I said, what if Donye set his car for the quarter? Who the fuck is he going to race? Who?
Everybody.
Who? Okay. All right. You can, hey, you can be foolish if you want. Hey, you can be foolish if you want.
I'm pretty sure he can set his car the way he wants. I'm pretty sure. He had a quarter mile car, so there's no problem for him to go back to quarter mile racing.
But
so
there's no action here for him, baby boy. There's
no
action for him.
They
don't
get the point that I was trying to make. I'm glad you got it.
It doesn't matter with him.
Hey, baby boy,
listen.
Let me tell you something, baby boy. Thank God I was born into the game. I wasn't just saying, hey, I want to do this. Thank God I was born into the game. You have to be born into the game to see what's really going on. You have to be born into
the
game, man.
You got that right.
Listen to what I'm saying, brother. Hold on, I'm gonna let you guys talk. He said something. I was born into it. I wasn't brought into it. I was born into it. Okay, that's the first thing. And the second thing is this here. I feel and I got that much confidence in Donye.
Sure
to come from a quarter mile track
to go to the eighth mile, and if he feel like he want to go back to the quarter mile, he can. He didn't spend the money to do it.
He's not understanding what you're saying, James. He's not understanding what you're saying. James.
I know he's not. I know he's not. But I'm letting him keep going, though.
So what I'm saying to you is this here. The fact of the matter is this here. The South. This is what the South says. The South says we're not racing up here. In the North.
And so listen
to what I'm saying to you. I'll let you speak. I'll let you get your piece off. Let me get a little mad off. What I was saying to you is this here. I was saying that the fact of the matter is this here. Like Uncle Larry said earlier. Uncle Larry said he went down the tracks and he went this far and he went there and support everybody races and stuff like that. Why the guys couldn't come up here and support our races the same way we do them? Fuck out your car set up, fuck out he runs, or what have you. The fact of the matter is this.
Baby boy, I'm trying to save you some breath, man. It's all about the money. It's all about the money, baby boy. But you gotta understand.
They don't understand. We know it's about money, but it's about they need to come up here and accommodate us sometimes.
They don't need to bring us some money. They don't need to, but they should.
But that means that why? Because we support them. They gotta come up and support us.
Hey, if we don't support
them, that little
5% ain't gonna make them or break them.
I understand that. That's what I understand.
No, you don't tell me what I don't understand, preacher.
I do understand it. How you going to tell me what I don't understand? It's all about the dollar.
Okay.
I'm talking about, listen here, bro. I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying, we support them for all this time. We're looking for them to come up and give us some support now. That's all we're saying.
Hey, Cadillac, you pissing in a tornado. That's what you're doing.
Okay, whatever. I tell you what.
But that's his opinion, get your car ready, Fletcher boy.
I told you to get your faggot self ready, boy. I'm going to cut your nuts out, boy. And I mean that. That's what I mean. Forget the South. I'm talking about up north, up the back door. Do your thing.
We can't hear you, man.
Boy, y'all funny as hell, man.
You're funny, buddy. I'm telling you, it's like silly putty. Get down. That's it, North. Get down. Represent. Get down. Forgetting, I ain't going south. I'm staying up north. Whoever wants to round the door, come see me. Now, you think you're ready? Come see me. Now,
when you want me to come see you?
I want you to come see me. I want you to come see me when you get ready.
I'm ready.
After the 7th of June, come see me. Come see me. I will accommodate you with something. Trust me.
You accommodate nobody.
I accommodate you. I accommodate you with these foots on you, boy. Now, however you want to come. You want to run on your foot, you want to run in your car, however you want to run. I'm tired of all this here. Forget the South. I'm talking about the North.
Yeah.
God damn.
Sound like a pet on it.
Yes, sir.
Bag out of here.
Turn your brakes on.
We got to represent the North, man. Chicago, Midwest, man, we got to represent. We don't stand for nothing. We'll fall for anything. And we all men on this phone, man. We don't stand for something, man. You got to stand for something as a man. And you call yourself a man.
Reverend J, this is out to you. Get your tow truck, Reverend J, and I'm going to take my dude. I'm going to give you $500.
I don't want no trouble because I did a burnout today and I ain't had my dry shaft loop and I tore all the bottom of this motherfucker up.
I'm trying to accommodate whoever come. However, I wants to race, man. I race out the back door.
I'm going to blow your back out of your blow man out.
I don't want no trouble hanging up my dry staff.
I don't need the South. I don't need drag racing. I built my car to have some fun. All you cats call me out, I'm finna give you what you want. I'm going to give you what you need.
Whatever.
That's all I'm going to do for you. Well, yeah, whatever. You better not move. You better not move. You better not move. You better not move, Rev. Get your dry shaft ready. Get it fixed.
Man,
that ain't the Rev.
Yeah,
who is that?
It's me.
That's Rev talking.
It's Cal City talking.
Cal City, you gonna lay out on your stomach, Cal City. I ain't talking to you. Cal City, you don't want no trouble. Stay in your lane, Cal City. Stay in your lane. This grown folks over here.
You doing nothing but talking.
Cal City, I can drive his car when he's getting ready.
Bullshit.
Stop smoking. Put the pipe down.
Hey, I think you're lying. I only seen one little short person in Cal City car, and it was a little girl. So that's the shortest person that's going to get in that car.
Hey, that was my granddaughter. You're right. That was my granddaughter.
That's the shortest person that's going to get it now.
What's up?
Not much. How you doing this evening, man?
I'm doing all right.
Cal City Cal.
I run that dually with my diesel.
I tell you what, come on. We can lock up. We can lock. It's cold outside. We can do something. Wait for it to dry out first, though. It can be cold. As long as it's dry, I do that with you, Cal.
You're making up excuses.
I ain't making up no excuses. It's raining outside, and I'm not running in the rain, man. Is it not raining outside, Cal City Cal?
Yeah,
thank
raining.
You, Cal City Cal, because you can't ask. I know.
Hey, fellas.
But you ain't nothing, Cal. Yeah.
Can we go to commercial real quick?
Yeah, we'll go to commercial.
Go ahead, because he ain't nothing but a big bag of hot air.
I just want to let all y'all know, man, don't forget about the Eastside Stranglers Party June 6th at the Celebrities, 2020 State 3rd Street. Come and support us.
Hey, Claire.
Yeah.
Hey, Claire. You made me come out that last weekend, and I didn't see you nowhere in the place, man.
I was there, man. We left.
Man,
we left when the great.
You
wasn't there, man. You was not there because we walked out with the people on the plate. They were closing the place up. You wasn't there.
Man, I came out there, it was some cars, and then I came and I see the kids running to watch the cars. I said, man, where the fuck at, man? I don't see them nowhere.
Man, I was there.
Hey, man,
hey, for
look,
that
man,
party,
too,
Terrell, just put whatever you want on Terrell's tab.
Terrell buying everything, so we're going to put you all on Terrell.
Come on out, man. Jay Boss, you know, check out a blank check from Grudge Eat. They're going to pay for everything. There's no limit of funds. So come on out, Grudge Inc. paying for this. J-Bonds and Biz.
All right. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
If Biz is paying for it, you better not drink it. I'm ready to spend Biz money for Biz. He's definitely going to get his money spent.
Yeah, it should be some petty cash from Georgia up here, so it's all good.
You say some petty cash, okay.
Hey, hey, real quick, I don't know if you guys want to talk about the events coming up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Next week we got, next week is, there's a no ET at Milan, and the Street Outlaws will be up here. That'll be going on. They're going to film the final episode of Street Outlaws up here.
Oh, okay.
And then the following weekend is the Bad Blood playoffs at the Grove. If anyone's got a small block nitrous car or there's a small block nitrous shootout and then like a meltdown style shootout. $2,000 a win for the one class and $1,000 for a small block nitrous. Free entry. And then you got what, Big Sham's race the 7th? And then you
and
got
Terry,
Cots the following weekend.
Terry, we got Big Drag, too. Big Drag event
oh, Big
tomorrow.
Drag tomorrow, right.
Tyson, Missouri.
Yeah.
That's his
yep.
Tyson, Missouri tomorrow.
Yep.
Drag has
three races. He got one coming tomorrow. He got
two others at Byron and another one somewhere else, right, Terry?
I know
he's got one at
Byron.
That's Leon and the one
tomorrow,
right? Where
is it in here? I think he got one at the Grove, too, if I remember correctly. I'm not so sure.
So
okay.
Hopefully this weather clears up for us and we can get going around here finally.
That's the whole thing, Jerry. That's the whole thing.
You know.
Hey, Terrell,
when you getting oil pressure?
Yeah, go ahead, Uncle Larry.
I was letting Terrell. Go ahead, Terrell.
I think Terrell dropped.
No, I didn't drop. Hello? I didn't drop. What's up?
Hey, when you getting oil pressure?
June 6th.
June 6th?
Oh, I was going out, Terry. You start locking me in with SEO?
Yeah, you want to do something?
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
I want to run SEO to the 60 foot.
Yeah. 708-1783, your mic's over.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What up, Fat Boy Racing?
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
Calling in, representing the show.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
No problem.
What you up to? What's
happening right now?
Over here, this new Mexican spot over here called Ray. A game Mexican grill over here on 159th Street.
Good boy eating.
Oh, okay.
So fat boy, we got to eat like a snack.
You got to get that meal in, baby. You got to get that meal in. That's for sure.
Yes, you got Smitty with you?
Leave him at home, Nate.
Hey, you make sure you tell Smitty about Terrell's celebrity on the 6th. That Friday night. Come on out.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray, you tell Smitty to come and tell him to take a bath and put the deodorant on, man.
Hey, came through here with the lawnmower.
Hey, boy, you stupid.
Rich, you crazy, bro.
But, we want no foul shit at the party.
Oh, man.
No, they came this way because the garbage can. That's probably a garbage can.
Oh.
I just seen the trail, that's all.
That was Smitty. That was a garbage can.
Hey, y'all terrible.
Yes, sir. Hey, we want to send a shout out to Kevin. We had to take off tonight. He enjoying his family. He's doing the daddy dance. His daughter got married today.
Congratulations,
Kay. Congratulations, man. Love you, boy.
100. Man, that's what's up, yeah. But it's a lot going on in this north. They call it north, so we're gonna try.
Hey, preacher boy. Hey,
what?
Preacher boy.
What?
When you gonna be ready, preacher boy?
What?
When you gonna be ready?
When I get ready, man, I'll let you know when I'm ready, man.
Yeah, you definitely let me know when you get ready. I don't want to hear your mouth unless you got that car ready. I got to stop talking to you. Hey, matter of fact, you can hang up the phone. Man. That's what I think about you, Kurt. That's what I think about you, preacher boy. Hey, boy, you know what, that rabbit coat? You have to pull that rabbit coat off now, boy. You got to take that rabbit off now. Get you a squirrel, boy. That's what you had to do now. It's that
So that's his racing jacket, man.
Hey, you had to get him a new type of racing jacket. Told him, his own. When
I get it. When I get one, you're going to pay for it, so I ain't going to be mad.
Yeah. Hey, well, whatever. I don't think so, though.
Okay, well, that's
so.
The problem, motherfucker. You don't think.
Hey,
you don't think.
Hey, you know what? I tell you what. I'm going to put you right where you need to be on. You're going to be roadkill when I get finished with you.
That's not good. Hey, listen. I don't have to tell you shit if I don't have to. You ain't nothing but a kind of shit to me, man.
Hey, you're going to be like a jelly bean. Get squashed out there with some roadkill, baby. Because, boy,
hey, man,
I got something for you.
Kind of
I got, you know what? I got something especially for you, preacher boy.
You got too much
got
for everybody,
you,
man.
Boy.
You got something special for everybody, man.
I guess that's right. I got a little bit for everybody, but I got especially some for you in the pot for you with your name
on it. I believe you got a check with my name on it.
That so do.
I'll cash it.
I know. I want you to get them boots up. I want you to get out there and grab them tailpipes. You got another three,
hey,
more days. It's going to be cold. Grab them tailpipes and get my money. That's what you do.
And that. And now you can talk to somebody with oil pressure.
I got oil pressure. I just can't get out the door right now.
To.
I got oil pressure, boy.
Well, you need to talk to somebody with oil pressure. I just told you.
I'm just letting you know I want you to get, so when you get ready, I want you to let me know.
I know how to find you.
Okay, that's all.
I know how to find you, man.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you say, preacher,
right.
Boy.
You just put it. Too easy to find.
Yeah, okay. Now you go lay down on your stomach and get you some rest.
Next.
Get you some egg blanks. Oh, boy. Boy.
Man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Listen, man. See, this is stuff I'm talking about, man. You supposed to have fun with this thing. You don't supposed to be arguing. You're not supposed to be fussing and fighting. No, none of that. That's what you supposed to do. Have fun.
Hey, but baby boy, this is what we used to do back in the day out on Doty Road and on Torrance Avenue and up on Klein Avenue, all like that, man, and up there behind up on the west side. On Carson. Carson up there. Behind the, what you call it up there, yeah. Dude, we used to be up there talking. The what?
The amphitheater, the island of Carson. Which one are you talking about?
Oh, about Carson and the amphitheater. Both of them. Both of them, boy. Hey, preacher boy.
What, man?
Hey, man, you remember Jimmy Hayes be talking plenty trash, didn't he?
Who?
Jimmy Hayes, Tyrone, brother.
Yeah, you too. You talk plenty
man,
shit.
Dude. Man, we have to
go on the show. Everybody be quiet. Hey, after we're gonna get a good ass whooping, everybody get quiet.
You say what?
After you get a good ass whooping, we won't even know you had a face.
Hey, you know what? Hey, baby boy, you this clown. Hey, this clown talking trash. Hey, I'm gonna show this clown who's gonna have a face. He gonna have a poker face. He gonna be walking around like he lost his best friend.
You don't have to ride up and go no gas in the car.
Oh, boy.
That's what it's about, man. That's
it.
That's all.
Hey,
you know what I really want you to do, though? Since you and baby boy got a stage together, let him be in your pick group. I want baby boy to find you out. I know you're out of town for shit. He's a true fan. He likes to put some VHS on your front side.
Hey, baby boy can't lie. Baby boy can be a lot of body. Yeah, he gonna fuck like his feet ran over.
Hey, Terrell.
Hey, listen.
Oh,
man. Hey, Terrell. Hey, my platinum got a great Mustang, man. They'll lock in with you tonight.
What up, Terry?
Hey, remember the last time Preacher Boy was out at 41 when I was managing there? He was out there testing. It was like 2 years ago. He raced somebody and wiped out every single cone down that quarter mile in the center.
I
shut the track down. I was like, let's go. We're done.
He do that. He known for that.
I want to knock a cone down and hit a wall, though.
See that red-ass boo? I remember that.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
I see that he was finna race on Ronald Lake. I think he was racing around the lake that day. That was on a Sunday, wasn't it?
Yep.
No, that wasn't the day, fool.
We
did not sit down.
No,
he raced
Ronald
Lake.
No,
that wasn't that day.
See,
it
you so dumb. Then I tell you, man.
Hey, you know what? But it's one thing I do know, Preacher Boy. Ronald Lake blows your back out twice.
And he came back out there. Oh, no.
Y'all
right. Little
you
eat race,
you fool. Hey, fool.
What have you done? You been sitting on the side.
I ain't did nothing, Preacher Boy, but I'm going to do something to you.
That's all you did.
Preacher Boy, be shining, don't it, Preacher Boy? Do it, be shining. That's all I want to do, Preacher Boy.
That's all you were doing, shining.
Hey, you know what, Preacher Boy?
I'm going to put
the doo-doo in your hand, not in your mouth.
Preacher Boy,
was on 103 and running up in the folks' house. They jumped out the bed and said, baby, y'all. Preacher Boy was gone, boy. The night just got started. Preacher Boy was sitting through that.
I think I'm gonna make the next meltdown, dude. Support you, man. Because I know you always have good races up there. anywhere you go, you always have good racing, and, you know. You got a good following behind you, so. Like I said, yeah, I'm gonna come up there and support. Yeah, you don't do no barbecue or nothing like that.
Where at?
At the grill, what you gonna grill? Ever you gonna have the George Foreman grill out?
No, I don't grill out.
Oh, okay. So we had a nice show tonight. We had a lot of guys talking about different things on the show, and I feel that, you know, with the things going on in the north, I think it's gonna be a good outing once everybody get their cars together and the weather breaks. You know, and I just want to, you know, go to the tracks and try to support everybody that got race cars and stuff like that, to see guys race a fellowship like Uncle Larry always say. And if I can give me a bet in, I'm going to bet. You know, so. And enjoy myself, you know, either barbecue or whatever, and talk a little mess and, you know, do what you need to do for, you know, whatever that means being at the track.
Hey, I got a question.
Go ahead.
I got a question. I just but Naked is racing who down in what you call it this weekend? DJ.
I think Butt Naked's buddy's racing Tony Wright.
Oh, I thought Butt Naked was racing Tony Wright. That's what I was trying to get to say.
No.
They racing him with another car. They racing him with that van.
No, he's supposed to race Whit. That's who he's supposed to race. But
oh, yeah,
supposed
yeah,
to race,
that's right. He is.
Whit. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, they supposed to race. Who you think going to win that race, Terry?
Who is he racing, a junior car?
Yeah.
I'll go with Butt Naked.
Yeah, that's what I said. Butt Naked should have jumped. And they say this car, Butt Naked guy, is a bad shut your mouth, boy. There's going to be some good racing going on. We're going to have some in a minute.
Yeah, that's the show,
bro. We'll get some going on in a minute. Everybody get outside the fellowship, toss the trash, and smell them funky ribs. If you get up there, you get knocked off, get back up, get there again. That's all it is, having some fun.
Hey, Kamek, listen. I'm going to tell you something. You know, when you fellowship, Uncle Larry say a mouthful when he say fellowship. When you fellowship with certain guys and stuff like that, you don't. Sometimes you, when you come to the track and stuff like that, you don't have to bet all the money. You got
no.
Guys that got belief in your car. Well, you know, they tell you, I'm gonna book your car, and we gonna bet, you know, part of the money, and you can bet what you wanna bet, and whatever, you know, and we all make the money with this. You see what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. It's about fellowship. It's about brotherhood, man.
That's what drug racing is about, man. We come from the streets. We come from the streets, man.
Well, street racing is just called grudge racing. Now, that's all it is, man.
That's all it is, man.
It's just a different word. But it just got all the stiffs that it used to didn't have. And we didn't have all the stiffs back in the day. If you said a guy could go on your word was bond back in the day. Your word don't mean nothing now. It's, hey, you got to put it up. If you don't put it up, you got some guys. They'll trust you, some won't. Hey, man, if you ain't putting up nothing, you ain't guaranteeing you're going to be there. Because, see, when you put the lockup money up, that means that you're going to show up. But, see, the key is you got to have a good VP man that's a third party got to understand, so you both have to understand. You can't say you said that or he said that. That VP man, he listed what the fifth is exactly. He can clear it up because he holding the money. That's the main thing. You have to clarify what you stipping to. A lot of guys don't do that. They don't know. They think they saying something, and they get caught up because they get hyped and they ain't paying attention. And the other guy who done stipped the race, he already know what you said, but that's not his fault. That's your fault if you don't come through because he already know what you said, and the VP guys know what you said. But it's the VP guy's job to make sure both parties understand. That's where you got to have a good VP man. See, that's the thing. The new races,
like they
don't know nothing about that, man.
Like they say, you almost need a lawyer, but you're right.
Need a lawyer. Right. That's right. That's real talk, bro. That's real talk, man. All you got to do is listen to some of these shows, man. You get, hey, some of these folks, they be locking stuff in, and they make a mistake. Man, you said this here. No, I ain't say this, blah. Dude, go back to the show. This is what you said. Now, then you looking stupid. Then you mad at yourself. A real cat, he could take that because he made a mistake. A man is who can admit his own mistakes, bruh. And that sometimes that's a hard pill to swallow when that cash is on the line.
Very hard. I agree with
very
you.
Very hard, bruh.
Yeah, lost the goddamn revenge money. You didn't lost mortgage money. You didn't lost the cotton note money. You know, like you say, Big Will, I respect what you said as far as the part about I want that money, period. You 1 minute late, give me my money. Fuck you,
that's right. That's right. That's right.
That's part of the game.
That's the game.
That's very understandable. But when you dealing with a guy, he wants your ass so got dog on bad. He wants your ass so got dog on bad. He says, you know what? You can have that little $500. Get your ass down. I want your ass, sucker.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree with you.
But see, you got some guys, you prepare them to pay the punk out, and they still won't race you. No, I don't want to race now. I got this money. I'm done. That's an easy win. They figured they couldn't win anyway. They were just hoping that you wouldn't be on time. That's how come when you stiff, you got to make sure that your watch and his watch say the same thing. See, this watch might run 10 minutes fast. Yours could be correct. He'll be like, no, dude, this is what time it is. You got to have another watch, and VP man watch got to say the same. Everybody's fan got to read the same to make sure. Because,
I agree with you. But you know how it is nowadays. Everybody's cell phone got that got one time.
Yep.
The VP man
yep.
is the one who watches got to be right. Right. Worry about that. But, you know, that's
yeah.
just one part of the steps. There's so many steps to
yeah.
it. It's ridiculous. But, I mean, if you're running 10 minutes late, like Baby Boy saying they was running 10 minutes late, that's on y'all, man. You should have been there.
On y'all.
Yeah,
right.
That's it.
You know, right.
And you definitely got to have a step behind a step.
Yeah,
right.
You got to have
right,
a step
right.
behind a step. That's right. Right.
I had some money in my pocket. I paid the lockup money. I said, you know what? You sucker. What you want to do? We want to race you anyway.
That's
and
right.
That on the car said, we going to race you anywhere, man. We can take you on the up street. He said, no, I don't want to go. He said, we're going to take you on the car. He said, no, I don't want to go. He said, we're going to take you on 130th. Big Will. He still didn't want to go, man.
Like you saying, they wasn't trying to go, that's all.
They weren't trying to go, man. They trying to play games, man. Yeah, folks play games out here, man. But like I say, you got to have a good VP, man. You got to make sure you got a good understanding with everybody staying on your feet. That's what you got to do. And that's what's to be said.
You got to have all your steps in order.
That's it. Hey. That's the game plan, baby.
They ain't got to have nothing. They ain't got to have nothing but their ass. Get their ass down.
That's
hey,
it.
Like Joe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can I have the mic for a minute, man? I want to say something.
All right, go ahead, brother.
Hey, guess who plays Samuel Jackson on Grudge Racing in Django?
Who?
Who? Terrell.
You must have dropped.
Don't know who he's
Well,
Terrell,
who
dropped.
Damn, he dropped. That dude know he's funny, man. That dude's funny, man.
That's Terrell,
bro. He's a god, dude.
Hey, Terry.
Yep.
That's what I like about you and y'all crew, man. Y'all all business, man. Y'all all business. I like
it. We're going to try to be this year.
Oh, yeah. Y'all all business, man. No doubt. And that's the way it's got to be. When you're going to travel and do this and that, you got to be all business. Otherwise, it ain't even worthwhile trying to make the transition to go from a quarter to an eight. When you're going down there, you're going to represent it, you're going to get some ass. I like that.
That's what it's all about. Get that cash. BS1.
Hey, Cadillac, like, you gonna roll or you staying on, Cat?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
You gonna roll or you staying on?
I'm gonna stay on.
Okay, me and Bo gonna get out of here in the morning.
Hold on a minute. Hold on 1 second. This the real here. Oh, he hung up. Hold on 1 second. Let's see if I can get him back on.
Hey, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Y'all coming down here to Alabama?
No, we headed to Sykeson, Missouri. We're going down there with
Big
Dragon.
Okay.
Go ahead. Hello? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, my mic over?
Yeah, you on. Come on.
Hey, guess who play Samuel Jackson in Grudge Racing, man, on his microphones, man, like how he was in Django?
Huh?
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, but I can't understand what you say.
I say, guess who play Samuel Jackson in Django, man, on his Grudge talk shows?
Who?
Will. Piece of Man Will.
Piece of Man
Will. Will, boy. Hey, Will, boy, just like Django, just like Don Django, boy, Samuel Jackson, boy. He get on dog show with Biz. Oh, man, he all with the South. Yeah, Biz. Yeah, whatever you say, Biz. You right about that, Biz. He get on our show, he all with us, man. Hey, Will, he got two show size, man. He going to be down with Clarkoff, or he going to be down with Grudge G, man. I repeat that.
Defend yourself, Will.
What are you doing on that man? What are you doing on that
man? That's Will right there, boy. Listen on Ben's show. Yeah, right, Ben. You right, Ben. Yeah, yeah, Ben. And then get with us. Yeah, man. South ain't shit.
Yeah, Will.
Hey, Will, stop being me to Uncle Tom, Will.
Yeah, Will.
What are you doing on that man? You too clean to be on that man.
That's a real crazy boy.
Yeah. He's a man, Will, boy. That's my man, boy.
You think...
What happened now?
Unbelievable.
What up?
Joel talking to you, man.
What do you say? What?
There is Terrell. Where you at?
Come here.
You got a piece of Will on there now. Tell him what you said.
Oh, but I got to repeat it again, man.
He didn't hear you. He didn't hear you.
He wasn't on the line.
Oh, no, I was saying that, you know, I said a piece of man, Will, he played Samuel Jackson and Django on the race talk shows, man. He be on Ben's show. Yeah, you're right, Ben. Yeah, Ben. Yeah, you're right. We don't race up here. Yeah, Ben. Yeah, I love you, Ben. And he gets to the show on the snow side show. Yeah, man, down south ain't shit, man. I'm telling you, man. Them guys ain't racing down there.
You ain't never heard
Who's
me say
side,
that.
Will?
You ain't never heard me say that. You ain't never heard me say that.
You wouldn't do that, Will.
I told them tonight, them boys in the south is racing. It's our fault that we not ready, and we not doing nothing. We not doing nothing up here. You got me mixed up. You ain't going to hear me back down, my word. No.
Hey, Will, look outside, Will.
Huh?
Will, you wrong, man. Look outside, Will. Look outside.
It's cold outside,
what?
Will. That's why we not racing.
That ain't why we wouldn't race. It was racing. It was good last week. You wasn't doing nothing. Don't give me that bullshit. Don't start talking no bullshit. It was nice outside last week. Y'all wasn't doing nothing. Don't tell me that. Don't go there. Now you talking about getting up ready till the 6th of next month. Come on, man.
Hey, Will, you know the boys' cars ain't ready, man. You know the boys' cars ain't ready, man.
Oh, wait. Will got a race car, too. Will got a race car.
No, I don't. And it's broke, and I told them that, and I don't have any money. I admit it. I ain't on these shows talking about what we ain't doing because of this, that, and other. I ain't talking about we running, and they ain't. Them guys is running down south. We ain't doing shit up here. And you right about one thing. Fizz is my man. I'm standing up on it. That ain't nothing to do with it. Fizz is my man, too. Just like I say, Cadillac is my man. I stand up on it. I'm telling you, one thing, I ain't holy, man. Don't play me like that.
Hey, Biz, get off that nag.
Boy, y'all crazy.
Hey, Will, come on, man. We're going to get it on up here, brother. Check it out, man. You know, we got downtime. We put our cars, got to get back out here. The weather's been unpredictable, man. That's all. You know, down south, you know, they get it in all year round. You know how it go.
I ain't saying nothing wrong with that. I agree with you.
Wait till it get hot outside. Wait till we get this real weather. Oh, it's all to pop. Ain't that right, Joe?
That's it, baby.
What about last year when it was hot outside?
Oh, we raced last year.
Who?
Yeah, they got it in last year. What's all the Martin Michigan? We got it in all the Martin Michigan last year, majority of the time. You know, Byron, we got it in.
I was in Byron. Who raced?
Me?
Not my car was there. I was ready. You're right. Who raced?
Yeah, I raced. I ran out with you in my car. Yeah.
He beat Gold Digger.
Oh, we talking about Byron when I ran Leon.
Oh.
Yeah, we raced. And think about it. Cox started late this year. They started around March. Hey. They start late.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing right there, man.
We're going to get it in, man. You know, it's different, man. South and North is different, man. We're going to get it in, man. We're conservative up here, man. We're going to get it in, man. Watch.
Hey, Will.
Yeah.
Breaking news, Will. Breaking news. You just got to keep the faith, baby. Cadillac ain't going to let you down, man. We're going to get it in, baby. Let's have them pizzas ready, baby. Have them pizzas ready.
Have that food ready, boy. Be ready.
That's all.
All right. Like you said, I'm
going to get it in, man.
We ain't going to let you down, Will. We ain't going to let you down, man.
All right. Let's do that thing.
Hey, Will, you got to make that sound. You got to make that sound, Will.
Hey, did we have some snow this morning?
Oh, yeah.
We sure did. We had snow this morning.
In Lake Cook.
Yep.
And we had 100 degrees out here. You guys got snow in Chicago?
Yep.
Are you kidding me, Shay?
Yep.
We had snow this morning. Sure did.
Yes, sir.
Damn.
Man, Lake Cook County, man, had snow this morning.
Hey, Will.
What it do?
What up, Terrell? I mean, Terry.
Hey, when we go down south, who are you rolling with, the south or the north?
Oh, God damn.
I'm rolling with who wins. I'm betting on the car that I think's going to win. And you ain't wrong, Big Will. Fuck that
bull.
Big
Will.
Hey, Terrell, boy, you wild, boy.
I'm from the north. I'm from the north, and I roll with the north. But if I think that we in like Joaquin somewhere, see, Drag always talk about he's stuck with, you know, he's with his home team, and I respect him for that. I'm not.
Right.
I'm trying to get paid, man. I'm trying to get paid. That's all.
If he's run up against Lil Rick, I'm betting Lil Rick.
Hold on. You know the reason he asked that question, right, Big Will?
Go ahead.
Now, the reason he asked that question is, y'all going down south. You going down south to one of the races, and you supposed to be going with Terry, right?
If I go with Terry, I'm rolling with Terry. You're right. No doubt about that. No doubt.
He's just joking.
Hey, Terry.
Yep.
Hey, are y'all going to run with this year?
Yeah, if he wants. I tried locking in Candy Crusher the other day, and he backed down and wanted us to come off the trailer. He wanted us to drive the house a hook and come off the trailer.
Hey, you up there with Terrell then when they run?
Cadillac,
what's happening?
What's going on, baby? Who this?
Big Mark, man, just calling in to say hi to everybody. Just tuned in.
What's going on, Big Mark? What's going on?
What's up? What's up, y'all? Just enjoying this evening, man. I see y'all got some good conversations going on. I'm just going to stand by on you and listen.
How you doing, Big Mark?
Everything good, man. Can't complain.
That's what's up, brother.
I appreciate you tuning in, Big Daddy.
No problem, man.
Man, that's all I'm saying. Hey, get it in, boy. That's a race I'm looking forward to seeing. I'm going
with
the door. You and Whit? I'm betting with the north.
I'm betting with the winner.
That's all I'm saying. I'm betting with a winner. I believe my home team is going to win.
I hear you.
I'm betting with Django. Bet with Django. Django Lango.
Get off that nag. Come up here with that slick suit on.
That boy crazy.
See, pull it on. That's what I'm talking about.
Gonna make it on and cracking it with pocket. Anybody else hands up out there, Terry?
No, that's it.
Terry, how long we got all to go on the show?
About two minutes.
Let's get final thoughts. I want to say thanks everybody for tuning in, man. Appreciate everybody, man. Check out the races down south. We got Wick Butt Naked. And who was it? I think Tony Barron's supposed to run somebody down there today.
DJ Grant,
yeah. Hey, man, check them out. You got Jarrell, Eastside Stranglers, the 6 at the Celebrities on 83rd in South Chicago. Everybody come over there and check that out. That's the day before the race. I want everybody to show up, man, and fellowship.